At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Thank you.
Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Hello, darling. Well, hello, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling. You're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas. Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you'll never go away. Dolly will never go away.
awfully low. When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish.
Well, we made it onto the air tonight here from Shoretown Ballpark alongside Tony Graham. I'm Greg Chamberisi. And tonight, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws take on the Hudson Valley Renegades. Happy 4th of July and happy birthday, America. And welcome inside the booth. First of six between the Blue Claws and the Renegades. Jersey Shore Phillies affiliates, of course, 5-4, 40-34. Hudson Valley, 3-6, 42-33. The Sally League affiliate of the New York Yankees. So a lot of rain fell, really heavy rain.
The interesting part of that was runner at third, Candelario holding up, and Smith breaking to third, waiting for
late afternoon
for Candelario to
here
leave.
Around Shoretown Ballpark. So and at Shoretown Ballpark, tarp was on the field, but it rained, you know, really, really hard. So we took the tarp off at 6:15, but it took them some extra time to get the warning tracks ready. In fact, Blue Claw's staff is still right now down in left field pushing water off the tracks down by the Hudson Valley bullpen. It's like when the pitcher gets set to warm up, and that'll be Tyrone Yuley in a few minutes. It'll be like a par three over water. That'll be each of his warm-up pitches over a little bit of water down there. But they're doing what they can, and we will have baseball tonight coming up in just a few minutes. Matt Osterberg starts for Jersey Shore, 5-3, 343. Tyrone Yuley, 3-5, 418, starts for Hudson Valley. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, great to be here, of course, after that torrential rain that hit here between 4 and 5 in the afternoon, and I drove through it on the way here. And
honestly,
it came down
I think
sheets.
It rained hard here, but just in listening to some other people, our photographer, Jeff Auger, who drove down from the northern part of the state for the game tonight, it felt like it rained harder elsewhere than it did here. Like it was real heavy stuff. Now maybe it lessened up a little bit by the time it got here, but it rained hard for sure, hence the 1 hour delay. But you know, an hour delay on 4th of July, not so bad. I have the postgame fireworks after, and it'll be a great night.
So Greg, in our pregame chat with the Bull, Greg Brzezinski talks about some of the roster moves the club made, that were made by the Phillies, of course, while they were on the road, and some other topics as well. So he met with the Bull in the clubhouse before the ball game, and let's hear how that went.
Well, we're back in the Bull ring with the Bull. Blue Claws home now for a six-game set with the Hudson Valley Renegades, the Yankees affiliate, who won the first half. Before we talk a little bit about this week, some roster moves here while the Blue Claws were on the road. We'll start off with a rehabbing catcher, Aramis Garcia not playing tonight, but he is on the ball club. How often do you expect to use him?
Yeah, he'll get a couple more games in, especially, kind of finish out his rehab assignment, working his way back up to AAA with us. And he's been, an awesome addition to this group, and he brings a lot of experience and professionalism to what he does, each and every day. And he's been really good around some of these younger guys. And just hearing the conversations, some good baseball talk going on, in the drill work and BP and outside. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Promoted from Jersey Shore to Reading, Carlos Francisco, well-deserved, and your thoughts on him moving up?
No, absolutely. It's part of the goal in player development is continue to push these guys and get them to the next level and continue to develop them and all their stuff. And he's a guy who took major strides from, what I saw in spring training until he got called up the other day, where he really owned his work and everything that he put in, the hard work he put in with Phil and Brady, and he just got better and better, and he became more and more of a important piece of the bullpen we had here. And so you get an opportunity to send a guy up to AA who really showed that he's earned it, it's a special day, especially for the staff.
You've added a pitcher, a 26-year-old new to the organization, a right-hander, Zach Hockey, 26 years old, pitched very well in his first start with Jersey Shore. Why is he here, and what does he add?
Yeah, we just got added to the organization. We saw him kind of late after spring training, and he went down to Clearwater. He's coming off some injury stuff from last year, and didn't know much about him at all besides the fact that I knew that we had acquired him and that he was working his way back. And then, we find out he's coming to join us after a few outings down there, and it's been obviously he did awesome in his first start with us the other day, and it's been another great addition in terms of just the human being, the personality that he has, and what he adds to kind of this pitching staff with a little bit more veteran presence and a little bit more experience, and he can and be what Garcia's been to the catchers. He can be that guy with the pitchers, and then on top of that, you got a really, really good arm that has a chance to help us win a lot of games.
And returning to the ball club, Mitch Neuenborn, the reliever, and Anthony Kirion, who was injured. Neuenborn was out on just a personal leave. So they're back with you, and how often will they see action?
As much as possible. They're both here. They're both going to contribute, and they're both going to play. I'm happy to have them both back. It was awesome to see Kirion really kind of expedite that rehab process. It was scary when he went down and he got hurt, but thank goodness it wasn't as bad as I think we initially thought it was going to be, and he's looked great since he's been back. And then Mitch, it's tough taking a flight from the States to Australia and back, that quick, and doing it a couple times in a few weeks. So he's getting his legs back under him, but both guys really, key parts of this team, and they'll continue to contribute.
As players move up and down, I was curious to ask you, where is the biggest jump involved? Low A to high A, high A to double A, double A to triple A, not including the big leagues, but at these levels, what do you think presents the biggest challenges? What's the biggest jump involved for players?
Yeah, no, I think it's a loaded question. I think there's a lot of different ways to answer that question. I think, and as you move up in professional baseball, every level adds more and more challenges, and the competition gets better and better. And so to pick one, I'd probably say, the jump from high A to double A, and just in terms of, the polished player gets a little better. There's some older guys that have a lot of more experience there, especially when you're a younger guy kind of moving up through the ranks. And, the talent level is just that, just a little bit much more better that with guys that have played this game a little longer, and that they know how to, play the game and attack your weaknesses and read the scouting reports and do different things to kind of get you out or to hit you if you're a pitcher. And you got to be a little more detailed and in depth with how you go about your work every day. And that's why we try to start that here and build these guys' routines, so when they do go up and they realize, okay, well, these guys figured me out a little bit, and I'm a little you know, might get up there and be a little overmatched at the beginning. It's like, okay, now I got to make my adjustments. But, you know, this is a game of adjustments, whether you're going from, you know, the complex to low A ball. It's a step up, and you got to continually, you know, work on yourself and work on your craft and be ready to go, because the competition only gets better.
Well, better competition is Hudson Valley, the Renegades, proved it. First half division champs, and you start a six-game series with them this week. Sort of a test here for the Blue Claws to see if they can, you know, make a little bit of a challenge here to Hudson Valley, which you did latter part of first half. Can you continue it hopefully here in the second half now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think especially when we played them at home the last time, we had a chance to win every one of those ball games. You know, and that's all you hope every night when you come to the ball field, is that, you know, you put yourself in a position during a game to win. And I'm really confident in the group of guys we have in that locker room that we put out on that field, no matter what combination of them that they are. So I really don't care who we're playing. I expect to win the game every night. So it'll be a good series, and they got some good players, especially some good arms over there. But it's, you know, our guys are up for the challenge.
Okay, starts tonight. Thanks.
Awesome.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski with Tony earlier tonight. And, Tony, it'll be a fun series. Hudson Valley, they've won three in a row. They scored 11 runs yesterday in a five-inning win up there. But they lost their first six games in the second half, and then they won the last three against Wilmington July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And, you know, they really weren't scoring early, but they've scored 25 runs now in their last three games, so maybe they're much to the dismay of the Blue Claws, maybe their bats have finally woken up. We'll see how it goes over the next couple of days. Tonight it's Matt Osterberg for Jersey Shore and Tyrone Yulee for Wilmington. And it should be, you know, it's an important series, obviously, for Jersey Shore. I guess they all are. When you only play 66 games and a half, you know, they all are kind of important. They had a chance yesterday. They would have been in a tie for first place with a win in Brooklyn. Lost 7-1, 8-1 Jersey Shore did. But they will send Osterberg out, Tony, who took a perfect game out of the sixth inning in his last start on Wednesday up in Brooklyn, and he picked up his fifth win of the season.
Well, the Blue Claws will have their hands full, no doubt, with Hudson Valley this week. Their starters have been dominant since May 31st. Renegade starters on a 1.63 ERA, the best in all of minor league baseball in that span. The rotation also leads minor league baseball in strikeouts, walks, hits per innings pitched, and 149 innings are good for fourth place among all minor league starting staffs. So, and the last time that Hudson Valley was here, Blue Claws, at the end of that series, really had their scoring problems against this staff.
Yeah, so the Blue Claws had pulled within a half game of Hudson Valley with 12 left after taking the first, or two of the first three in that series, but then they got shut out on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, June 9, 10, and 11. So two of those three pitchers, by the way, they'll face later in the week in Zach Messinger, Juan Corella and Drew Thorpe, but that'll be a problem for the weekend that they'll have to deal with then. Blue Claws have taken the field, and we will take a break. We come back to lineups on the first pitch on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Pleasant good evening, everybody. Happy 4th of July, and welcome inside the booth here at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Tonight, the Blue Claws open a six-game series with the Hudson Valley Renegades. Phillies affiliates from Jersey Shore, they're 5-4, 40-34. And the Yankee affiliates from Wappingers Falls, New York, 3-6, 42-33. Renegades, the first half champs, but have only won three of the first nine in the second half. However, those three that they won the last three, they swept the weekend from Wilmington after dropping the first three last week. Matt Osterberg for Jersey Shore, 5-3, 3.43 against Tyrone Yuley for Hudson Valley, who's 3-5 with a 4.18 ERA. Lineup for the Renegades brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health local facilities, including Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjph.org. Spencer Jones, who will play in the Futures game this coming Sunday, leads off in center for the Renegades. Then Ben Cowles at second base, and Augustine Ramirez, the catcher. Christopher Familia in left will bat fourth. Then Rafael Flores at first. Alexander Vargas will play shortstop and bat sixth. Then Antonio Gomez, the DH. And batting eighth is Grant Richardson. He's in right. Batting ninth to third, Marcos Cabrera. Tony, ready to go for what should be a fun week here in Shoretown.
Well, it always is when this Yankees affiliate is in town. And the Blue Claws depending on lefty Matt Osterberg to try to get them off on the right foot here tonight. He pretty much, you could say, is the ace of the staff right now. Overall, 5-3, a 3.49 ERA. But his last four outings, twice he's gone six innings, twice he's gone seven innings. And that's did about all you can ask for a starting pitcher at this level. And Blue Claws hope he is on his game tonight. Big series for the Blue Claws against the first half champs. And we are set to go. Here's Greg.
All right, Tony. Spencer Jones, the center fielder, lead off. He bats left-handed. First-round pick of the Yankees last year out of Vanderbilt. He's at 263, 10 home runs, 39 ribbies, and 19 stolen bases on this season. Stands in there at 6'7", 240 pounds, 22 years old, from Encinitas, California. Osterberg, the lefty from Coleman, Wisconsin, ready. First pitch is line foul down third out of play. And we're underway. No balls and one strike. First pitch is 8:05, so exactly a one-hour rain delay. It rained very hard here and took the tarp off at about 6:15. Jones rolls a breaking ball foul, and the count is 0-2. First pitch temperature today is 75 degrees. It's actually turned into about as perfect of an evening
yes.
as you could have hoped. The rain came through, washed out some of the humidity. And it's it'll be a one-hour delay, so 8:05 for the first pitch, but it's a perfect night. Osterberg had a perfect start to his last outing on Wednesday up in Brooklyn. The fastball is high, one ball, two strikes. He retired the first 16 batters he faced on the year, 5-3, 3.43 ERA in 12 games, 63 innings, 53 hits. He's walked 15, and he struck out 50. Now, gave up two runs in the sixth. Jones lines one to left field. Lee Sang is right there, and he makes a one-handed catch, one away. But Matt did retire the first 16. He went six, allowed two runs. In his last four starts, as Tony said, he's thrown 26 innings and allowed just five earned runs. So one up, one down. Here's Ben Cowles, the second baseman. He's at 239, seven home runs, and 21 runs batted in, product of the University of Maryland. He had a good series last time. Grounder up third foul. And McCown, nothing in one. The last time these two teams played, which was their first meetings of the season, he had safely in all of them and had eight hits in the six-game set. Deep in the box, and Osterberg's pitch is a changeup line back toward the middle, and there's a base hit. So Osterberg went 16 for 16 on the first five and a third innings last week. But today, a base hit by the second batter of the game, Cowles, who was three for his last 37. He's aboard at first base with one out for Augustine Ramirez, the catcher.
Takes the pressure off, Greg.
It does, for sure. So here's Ramirez, who was not with Hudson Valley the last time they were here. That was June 6th through the 11th. He was with Tampa, where he hit 245, seven homers, and 35 ribbies. He's played four games with Hudson Valley, got nine for 17 with a home run and three doubles. And he takes that one from Matt O'Strike on the outside corner. He's only 21 years old. He's from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. So he's an interesting addition, certainly, for Hudson Valley. Right-handed batter with an open stance, and Osterberg misses a little bit low. The plate umpire is Jalen Goodman, and the base umpire is Warren Eubanks. They actually did yesterday. They did the game in Rome, Georgia. And remember, there were games yesterday. This is the only series where there's no off days. Here's a high pop into shallow center. Jared Carr is there. Just waits, and Jared makes the catch. Two down, back to first goes Kellen. So there were two off days last week after the series that the Blue Claws had with Rome that ended on June 25th. They were off last Monday and Tuesday and then played Wednesday to Monday in Brooklyn and then Tuesday night here in Lakewood, July 4th. And the reason they did that is so every team could have a game on either July 3rd or July 4th, you know, for a big fireworks night. So whoever made the umpiring schedule really didn't do any favors to Goodman and Eubanks, who were in Rome, Georgia last night, and they flew in early this morning. Here's a left-handed banner and a strike to Christopher Familia, the left fielder. Now, he also just got here. He was in Tampa as well and was not with Hudson Valley the last time they were here. He's 3-for-18 after hitting .398 in 21 games with the Tampa Yankees. He pops this one up into shallow left center. Brito out, Lee Sang in. Who's got it? Carr there too, but it's the left fielder, Marcus Lee Sang, who makes the grab, and that retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. He played half an inning, and it's Hudson Valley nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bat. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Marcus Lee Sang leading off for Jersey Shore against right-hander Tyrone Yuli. We go to the bottom of the first inning, no score. Lee Sang in left for Jersey Shore, then Hao Yu Lee at second base, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. in right. Rickson Wingrove at first base hits fourth, then Leandro Pineda the DH. Eric Brito will bat sixth and play short, then Henrik Nava the catcher, Jared Carson center, and Wilfredo Flores at third. He will bat ninth for the Blue Claws. Here's Marcus Lee Sang at 269, six home runs, 36 RBIs for the native of Owings, Maryland, 22 years old. Tyrone Yuli, right-hander, 21 years old. His first pitch is fouled away, third base, sign of the count, nothing and one. Yuli from La Romana in the Dominican Republic. He's 6'5", 240 pounds on the year, 3-5, a 4.18 ERA in 12 games. And Lee Sang lights one towards left center, cutting over Spencer Jones. Long run, but he gets there, reaches out the lefty to make the catch. And one away. Lee Sang hit it hard, but he's retired. One up, one down. 60 to third for Yuli this year. 45 hits. He's walked 37, struck out 70. His best game of the season was two back in Brooklyn on June 20th. He went seven no-hit innings, striking out seven in the game in which Brooklyn won the first half title, a 1-0 win. Last pitched on the 28th in Wilmington, gave up, or against Wilmington, three runs and five and a third. Here's Hao Yuli, and he takes inside of the count, 1-0. So Hao Yu Lee has come on very strong of late. He's 15-for-43 over a current 10-game hitting streak. He did not play yesterday in Brooklyn, and the pitch to him fouled back into the screen, and the count is One ball and one strike on Hao Yu Lee. And the pitch here, foul back. And the count is one ball, two strikes on Lee. Right-handed batter from Taiwan. And he looks at a curveball that misses down and outside for a ball. So 2-2 here on Lee. Yuli wanted a new baseball, and he's got it. 2-2. Breaking ball outside. Defensively for Hudson Valley, it's Christopher Familia, Spencer Jones, and Grant Richardson left to right. Marcos Cabrera at third, Alexander Vargas at short, Ben Cowles at second, Rafael Flores at first, and Augustin Ramirez is catching. Payoff pitch, weak swing and a high slider, and he went around strike three. That would have been ball four. So Lee's out two away. And that'll bring up Gabriel Rincones Jr. Hudson Valley won the first half and then promptly lost the first six games of the second half. And they scored just eight runs in those games, but have scored 25 in their last three, including 11 in a win yesterday. They won their last three over Wilmington on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Here's Rincones Jr. He swings over a breaking ball. He's at 205 in 18 games. No homers, five RBIs. Gabriel, third-round pick of the Phillies last year. Spent a lot of time growing up in Scotland. Then he hits a hard grounder foul down first. And the count is nothing and two. Glenn Rothis, Scotland, for Gabriel. He was born in Florida, lived a little bit in Venezuela, and then spent a lot of time in Scotland before coming back to Florida to play high school baseball and then ultimately college baseball, finishing his career at Florida Atlantic in Boca Raton. Here's the 0-2 from Yuli, and it's a little low. Fastball, and the count is 1-2. On deck, Rickson Wingrove, but he, of course, would need Rincones to reach two out and nobody on. No score, bottom of the first. Osterberg will face Flores, Vargas, and Gomez, 5-6-7 in the top half of the second inning on a beautiful night here at Shoretown Ballpark. 1 hour late, some rain, but a perfect evening. Here's a high drive deep out in the left center field, way back there. Jones going back toward the track at the wall, looks up, and it's gone. A home run. It hits off the sign above the 8 foot high home run line. And for Gabriel Rincones Jr., it's his first home run as a Blue Claw. He'll touch them all, and the Blue Claws take a 1-0 lead.
Well, Rincones showed power in the Florida State League. He had five home runs there before his promotion. Been looking for that first long ball here for Jersey Shore, and that's a lot of power, Greg, to the other, to the opposite field.
Yeah, so it's an 8 foot high for those that are joining us for the first time. There's an 8 foot high billboard, the padded wall. Anything above that is a home run, and that's where that one hit. So congrats to Gabriel on his first Blue Claws home run. 1-0 on Wingrove, who's got 23 of those, 11 this year, 12 last year, and he takes Hyatt inside. Wingrove is sixth on the Blue Claws all-time home run list, which is topped by Jim Murphy. So, yeah, so that home run hit the Judge Shaw injury law sign. I thought for a second, Tony, it had a chance for the Chick-fil-A fan zone. Wingrove takes a backdoor slider, 2-1. So that part in left center is a 20-foot high wall. 8 feet padded wall, that's anything above that's a homer. Then the 8-foot high Judge Shaw injury law mesh banner, and then the fan zone above that. And Wingrove lines one up the gap in left center field. That's going to get down for extra bases. And it lands on the track and rolls to the wall. Rickson into second, and he'll stop there. It's an opposite field two-base hit for Rickson Wingrove. And the Blue Claws have a runner at second with two men down.
12th double of the year for Rickson,
who has been, he's kind of cooled a bit over the last week or week and a half. But he's been on a pretty good run. And a lot of that, Tony, has been driving the ball the other way, and that was that right there. Beautiful piece of hitting by the 23-year-old, and here's Leandro Pineda. So back-to-back extra base hits out towards left center for two left-handed hitters, Rincones and Wingrove. And the pitch is a ball, a little high, and the count 1-0. So back to Rincones for a second. I mean, Tony and I have been here for a while. I don't think we've ever seen a left-handed hitter hit one up into that
fan zone,
right?
Yeah,
so, I mean, that would be quite the shot. And to even get it out there for a lefty for Gabriel was quite the poke. And he got it up over the wall. Here's the 1-0. That's high and outside. And the count is 2-0. This ballpark is not a bad ballpark. It's certainly a brutal ballpark to hit in, for sure, but it's way worse for left-handed batters than it is for right-handed batters because of how deep it gets out in the deepest parts of right center. 2-0 on Leandro Pineda. And he squibs one off the end of the bat, foul up third. The Blue Claws are, you know, near the bottom in home runs on the season, and that includes, you know, they spend a week in Greensboro in a week in Hickory and kind of padded the numbers a little bit. But coming into today, they've hit 46, which puts them 12th of 12 in the Sally League. But again, not surprising when you have this many left-handed hitters in this ballpark. 2-1, and a chopper down first, and that goes foul. You remember the 2021 team hit a bunch of home runs. They hit, the 2021 team hit more home runs, I think, than any other Blue Claws team.
105.
Yeah, but who do you have? Who did you have there? You had Jaylen Ortiz, you had Logan Ohapi, you had DJ Stewart hit double digits, all right-handed hitters. And that team also hit more home runs than any Blue Claws team in this park, and that was in the shortest season they've ever played, too, only 120 games. Pineda takes inside, and very much so. I thought, did it hit him? It bounces up third. It hit something. And down to third on the wild pitch goes Rickson Windrow. What did that hit? I thought it hit Pineda, but maybe not.
It sounded that way, but it must have just hit the glove.
Augustine Ramirez,
the catcher. Ramirez. He was crossed
out. He goes out to talk to Yuli. Yeah, I think you're right. He must have been crossed up. You know, looking back at it, did it hit Pineda? Maybe it did. Because Pineda would have, like, he would have said something. Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think it hit the glove and then hit Pineda. But either way, runner goes to third. And a 3-2 count here to Leandro with Eric Brito on deck. 1-0 Blue Claws, bottom of the first. And a roller up first is foul. And that'll roll down toward the Blue Claws bullpen. The Bat Boys and the Ball Boys are going to be busy tonight drying off these baseballs because, you know, there's the warning tracks just took so much water. So all these foul balls that go up there are going to be kind of on the wet side. Leandro calls time. Pineda's at 202, four homers, 33 RBI.
Yeah, you talked about that, Greg. The ground screw has done a terrific job.
Yeah, fantastic. And not just the ground screw, but also members of the Blue Claws.
Right,
the staff, full-time staff and part-time staff down there, too, helping out, squeegeeing water. Long hold by Yuli, and the pitch swung on and missed a high fastball, and that retires the sun. However, the Blue Claws take the lead, one run, two hits, no errors, one left. 1-0 Jersey Shore as we go to the second on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo with a boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, is a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood on a beautiful 4th of July here at the Jersey Shore. Frank Davis, our annual guest, at the top of the second inning here on July 4th in Shoretown. It's been a number of years where Frank's come on. Camping World, of course, one of the longtime outstanding Blue Claws partners. Frank, the general manager of Camping World over on Route 9 in Lakewood. Welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Everything's great.
Anytime. Here's Rafael Flores, and Osterberg's first pitch is chopped foul down third. So tell us what's going on. What's going on at Camping World? What do you got going on? Latest sales, newest innovations?
Well, business is still crazy good. Everybody thinks it stopped at COVID, but it didn't. We've got a ton of inventory where COVID we didn't. So people are still getting out there like crazy. And we've got some new stuff coming out with tiny, tiny specials at $14,995, which is unheard of.
Here's Flores, and the 0-1 is a curveball for a strike. So what can I get for $14,995?
You're going to get a camper that sleeps six comfortably. It's got air conditioning, awning, TV antenna, microwave, radio. It's got everything you need. Everything.
So I remember talking to you on July 4th, 2021, and you said you guys have been doing great. You know, COVID, a lot of people didn't go on vacation, so they had some curveball fouled off. Count still 0-2. You know, they had a lot of, you know, some spare money, and they were, you know, taking their own vacations with their own families in the isolation of an RV. Why do you think, or, you know, how has it stayed so popular amongst folks out there? 0-2, swing and a miss, change up, strike three.
A lot of people think that, you know, COVID was, you know, just a window where people went camping, and it definitely wasn't. People aren't selling their campers. They're not selling them back to us. They're hooked, and that's the way it works. Once they get into the lifestyle and realize what it can do for them and their family, it's a lifetime of memories.
Fouled off the foot of the batter, Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, and he gets to his feet, and the count is 0-1. How many different varieties of RV do you guys have on site?
Oh, gosh, Greg, I've got pop-up campers, up to diesel motorhomes. Just new, used, in every bracket that you can think of.
0-1, curveball the way, 1-1.
So that the first-timer can get out there and not have to buy a new camper if they don't want to try it out. So that the investment's low.
And Vargas breaks his bat, flares one softly to short. Brito's there, too. So where's the lot is on Route 9?
Right on Route 9, just at the intersection of Route 9 and 70. We've been there, gosh, forever. Blessed to have a client base that's been with us forever, too. Us being there forever.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like, well, I'm not an RV person. And in reality, they might be, and they just don't know it. Here's Gomez, who rolls one to third, scooped up easily by Flores, throws the first. So go ahead.
Yeah.
Why do people... What do you see from people? What do you tell people who think, I might not be an RV person, but hey, actually you might be?
Yeah, a lot of people walk in don't know if it's for them. And once they walk in and realize that it's, you know, what it can do for your family on a vacation where you're not confined to a hotel room, you've got everything you want at your fingertips, just like a hotel room would, and more. It's your own. It's your own pillow. It's your own toilet seat. It's your own kitchen. So once people realize what it can do for you and how inexpensive it is, still to this day, it's by far the least expensive way to vacation.
How far do people drive these things?
Well, COVID brought a lot of people out to the West Coast where they were working remotely.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was their office. They sat there at the dinette table that they purchased from us.
I feel like Yellowstone or something.
Yeah, yeah. It totally was. It totally was. And, you know, it really, you know, broadens people's, you know, way of thinking where, you know, if you're going to work at home, you really don't have to sit at your dinette table at home or your little desk that you made at home.
Yeah.
Your office is wherever the heck you want it to be.
So cool. So, Frank, you guys have been with us for years. Love to have you guys out on July 4th every year. Those of you that are here at the stadium, they have a... What do you have outside there?
We've got a big classy motorhome out there that'll sleep six comfortably. It's one of our best sellers that we have. It's a Freedom Elite, which is a Camping World exclusive built by Thor Industries. It's our bread and butter, to be honest with you, in the motorhomes.
So if you're here, go check it out. It's right outside the third base gate. If you're not, Camping World, Route 9 in Lakewood, campingworld.com. Frank Davis, tell Frank that we sent you. I mean, yeah, tell Frank and his guys there when you get there that we sent you. Frank, it's great to see you, my friend. Have a great one.
Thanks, Frank.
All
great
right,
to see
thanks.
You.
Enjoy the rest of the game.
Camping World and baseball, they didn't get any better.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Blue Claws have 1-0 lead on that home run by Gabriel Rinconis, and Matt Osterberg has retired 5 in a row. 1-2-3 there in the third, or in the second, excuse me. So we go to the bottom half of the second. The Blue Claws up over on, and it'll be Eric Brito, Andrick Nava, and Jared Carr for Jersey Shore with Wilfredo Flores to follow against Tyrone Uhle. That home run hit by Rinconis, just the 9th home run by the Blue Claws since June 1st, as Eric Brito fouls one off at home plate. And the count is no balls and one strike. And for Gabriel, as we said, his first home run with the Blue Claws, he had 5 earlier this year with Clearwater, but none since May 9th. And well, this is his first year as a pro. He was drafted last year but didn't play, so that's his 6th professional home run. So congrats to Gabriel and the Blue Claws, a 1-0 lead. Eric Brito's been playing well, and he looks at a fastball here at the knees for a called strike. And the count 0-2 from Tyrone Uhle. Brito at 245 in 16 games, no homers and 9 RBIs with Jersey Shore. But he's 7 for his last 20 at the plate. He had a 3-hit game on Sunday in the win in Brooklyn. Uhle ahead of Brito, leading off here, 0-2. And that one is inside. And it's 1-2. Brito, 21 years old, came up the same day as Gabriel Rinconis, and pitchers Jack Dallas and Wesley Moore a couple of weeks ago. And a breaking ball swung on and foul tipped, held by the catcher Ramirez, strike 3. Third strikeout for Uhle. And there's one away. Tony back with us. As Andrick Nava makes his way up to the plate.
Yeah, that was a quick top of the second inning for
Osterberg.
Not Osterberg. Reminded me of those old Asbury Park Press fifth innings I used to be on when I used to write for the press in the...
Nava takes high ball one.
Top of the fifth innings, and basically, before I could say
bottom,
hello, I could say goodbye.
It was, yeah, the bottom of the fifth. Blue Claws would bat. Here's the 1-0, and that's inside a breaking ball, 2-0. Yeah, it was a running joke that the Blue Claws never scored in the Asbury Park Press fifth inning. That was an 8-pitch inning, by the way, yeah, for Osterberg.
That was about an Asbury Park Press fifth innings.
Well, for those that don't know, and it hasn't, you know, it's been... Tony and I have done the games here in this format since 2014. 2-0 pitch to Andrick Nava is a strike. So Tony was the beat writer for the Asbury Park Press when I came aboard 2009 with the Blue Claws. Tony covered the team through 2013, retired, and then starting in 2014, we've been doing the games here. Tony is the wingman, and Nava takes a breaking ball strike, and the count 2-2.
It's been a blast, that's all I can tell you.
Yeah, this would have been the 10th season, if not for no baseball in 2020. 2-2, the count here on Andrick Nava. 1-0 Jersey Shore, bottom of 2, and he lines one down third. That'll slice foul and out of play. By the way, that home run by Gabriel Rinconis Jr. means a $1,000 donation to a couple of military-based nonprofits as part of the Ocean First Foundation Home Runs for Heroes program. Every home run the Blue Claws hit here in Shoretown means a donation to military-based nonprofits as part of the Home Runs for Heroes program. Jersey Shore, the Blue Claws, fastball high, 3-2. The Blue Claws and Ocean First Foundation thank all military personnel, veterans, and active for all you have done for our country. That home run in the first inning, so $1,000 for Homes for All and the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society in Lakehurst. 3-2 to Nava, swinging a miss high fastball. Strike 3. By the way, I do urge everybody to come by the stadium Thursday, which is Military Appreciation Night. And once again, the Blue Claws will do the same post-game jersey ceremony that they did last year, where every player and coach will wear a jersey with the name on the back of a fallen military hero. And then those jerseys will be presented to the families in a ceremony after the game. Breaking ball for a strike to Jared Carr. That count 0-1. It was a beautiful ceremony last year, and it will be a beautiful ceremony again after the game on Thursday. 0-1 on Carr, and Uhle's pitch swung on and missed, took something off, and it's 0-2. Jared at 235, two homers, 21 RBIs. If you're just tuning in at 8:30, 7:30 Central, or, since we have to say it, 10:02 a.m. in Adelaide. Game was delayed 1 hour by rain, but it's a beautiful night. Temperatures in the mid-70s. And the 0-2 to Carr, low and inside. One ball, two strikes.
The Blue Claws, the favorite team in Adelaide, Australia, Greg.
I would just say South Australia.
You want to do all South Australia?
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seven former Blue Claws, or seven current Blue Claws, this card, including Carr. Seven current Blue Claws were on the 2022-23 Adelaide Giants team that won the Australian Baseball League title, clinching it in February. And, of course, Blue Claws' first base coach and bench coach, Chris Adamson, is the manager of that team and has been for many years.
Is this the week or shortly the GM of Adelaide?
I think Sunday.
Is going to be here?
Yeah, we're
going
to have him. We're going to try to have him on. 1-2 pitch. Carr swings and misses strike three, side return. So a 1-2-3 inning for Tyrone Yuley, who struck out four in a row. 1-0 Blue Claws. We go to the third on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
We go to the third inning here at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, and it's 1-0 Blue Claws on a home run by Gabriel Rincones Jr. in the bottom half of the first. Grant Richardson, Marcos Cabrera, and Spencer Jones, 8-9-1 against the left-hander Matt Osterberg here in the third. Tony, it's a great crowd tonight, and we were talking, you know, between innings there. Here's the first pitch from Osterberg, a slow curve for a strike. So, you know, you never really know what's going to happen when it pours for an hour and a half or whatever. Mm-hmm. 3 hours before, less than that, you know, before the ball game, 2.5 hours before the game. But crowd's been great tonight, and that one punched up third by Richardson. Slices foul, and the count nothing in two. And they're going to get a great fireworks show after the game. Hopefully, nothing catches fire. The bushes don't catch fire like last July 4th. A fact, by the way, which apparently was shared in a group chat with the Hudson Valley coaching staff from last year and their broadcaster, Joe Basile, because they were here for that last year. Pretty funny. Making memories, right, Tony? That's what it's all about. Here's the 0-2. Looped in the air down third. That's dropping in a base hit. So that 0-2 fastball from Osterberg just caught a little bit too much of the plate, and Richardson has himself a base hit. He had been just 3 for his last 32. So he's aborted first. He can run. He's 10 for 10 stealing bases this year. Endrick Nava, the catcher, is 6 out of 33, throwing out potential base stealers. And here is right-handed hitting Marcos Cabrera. So Osterberg is from a small town in northern Wisconsin by Green Bay called Coleman, Wisconsin. Population of approximately, there goes the runner, big jump. Nava fires the second, a strike, and the tag is in time. They got it. The base umpire, Warren Eubanks, wanted to make sure that Hao Yu Lee held onto the ball. He did. A perfect throw from Endrick Nava, and there's one away. Seventh runner gunned out by Nava this season. And, Tony, that was about as good a throw as you could make. Low, hard, and right on the bag. foul back up here to our right. And the count is 1-1 on Cabrera.
And Haye Lee got that on him very quickly. And then, as you say, he showed the umpire that he had the baseball. And
that was
a
big
call
jump.
Was made.
That was a big jump. Here's a liner into shallow center. Carr charges in. Can't get it facing. So what I was going to say was Osterberg, Coleman, Wisconsin population approximately the same combined section 103 and 104. It's about 840 or so in Coleman. And Matt described it as a no stoplight town, not even a one stoplight town. And a breaking ball misses outside.
So once again, Greg, I checked the weather. It's warmer in Coleman, Wisconsin tonight than it is in Lakewood, New Jersey at game time.
Well.
Which is, you know, unusual.
Here's a liner into right field. That's a base hit by Spencer Jones, and it rolls back to the right field wall. Rinconis Jr. up with it, heading to third. Cabrera, and he's being waved in. Lee double clutches, fires home on a hop, not in time. And Marcos Cabrera slides in safely. It's a double for Spencer Jones. I think the Blue Claws want to do that one again because they lined up that relay to go to third. I don't know if they just assumed Cabrera was going to score, but they lined up the relay man, Lee, as if they were going to try to throw to third. So when that throw came in, they just sent Marcos Cabrera. Lee seemed a little surprised that the runner was going to try to score. And if they had lined it up for a play at the plate, it's likely second and third. Meanwhile, how big is that caught stealing from Nava gunning out Richardson because Hudson Valley's gotten three straight hard-hit balls in the inning. Here's Benjamin Cowles, who fouls one back into the screen. And the count is nothing and one. That ball off the bat, by the way, was 111 off the bat.
Jones scalding his 19th, make it now 20th double of the season.
So it's a 1-1 ball game, top half of the third, and Osterberg's pitch is on the inside corner. The Blue Claws will see Jones, obviously, tomorrow and Thursday, but then that might be it because he's going to go to Seattle for the Futures game, which is on Sunday, so he won't be here for the weekend. 0-2 is inside, and the count 1-2. The Phillies are sending two guys, Justin Crawford, the first-round pick from last year, the outfielder from Clearwater, and Mick Abel, their first-round pick from 2020, who is with AA Reading. 1-2 pitch to Cowles, and that's inside. And it's two balls and two strikes. So looking forward to getting to see those guys, especially Mick, who, you know, we know well. He was here most of last year on Sunday. 2-2 on Cowles. Jones has a huge lead off second, and the pitch is fouled away first base side. Out of play, and the count is still 2-2. Osterberg has been outstanding. Coming into the day, only 5 earned runs in his last 4 starts. And as we said last Wednesday, in his last start in Brooklyn, he went 6 innings, gave up 2 runs, but he retired the first 16 he faced. And that one is on the inside corner, changeup. Not him looking, strike 3, nice pitch by Matt. And that's his second strikeout, 2 down for Augustine Ramirez. The strikeout is a Manhattan Bagel strikeout. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made fresh in-store every day. The traditional New York way, boiled and baked with love. Here is Ramirez in a 1-1 game. He flew to center his first time. He's 9 for 18 since joining Hudson Valley last week from their low-A team in Tampa, where he began the season. 21 years old. Jones a big lead. Pitch is on the outside corner, called strike. So Osterberg, as we said, Coleman, Wisconsin, population 834. And he might be the only person in Coleman that doesn't really care about the Green Bay Packers. Just not a football guy. Just loved baseball. He ended up going to St. Cloud State in Minnesota. Studied engineering there. And the Phillies took him in the 15th round in 2021. He's really nice guy, really smart guy, and we had him on a Hook, Line, and Splitter podcast the other day. He was fantastic. bounce foul behind the plate, and the count is 0-2. And you can just, you know, you hear him talking. You can, you know, hear how smart he is and how well he thinks through everything. Certainly an analytical mind. And the way they had, you know, set up rotations, you know, he would watch Jordan Fowler, and they watch each other a lot because they have similar styles. Here's a fastball punch down the right field line. That's in for a base hit. Rincones can't cut him off. It rolls back to the wall. Jones scores. Into second goes Ramirez, and he's got a double and an RBI to give Hudson Valley a 2-1 lead. So an opposite field RBI double for Augustine Ramirez, and a couple of base hits in this inning, Tony, on 0-2 pitches. And that was another one there to give the Renegades their first lead.
Yeah, it looks like he got that pitch up.
I mean, it was off the plate. It was so right. I don't even think it was necessarily a bad pitch, but you're right, it was up. But it was certainly off the plate, and Ramirez did a nice job punching it down the right field line. That's the thing on both of the 0-2 hits, Richardson's as well in this inning. Not trying to do too much with two strikes, just hit it where it's pitched. Swinging a miss, high fastball. Christopher Familia, the batter. The count, nothing at one. So Jersey Shore down 2-1. Hudson Valley with five hits now off Osterburn through 2 2/3 innings. Familia flew out to left field his first time. Matt Peaks back at the runner, and a breaking ball hit in the air well but fell down the right field line. That'll end up in the first base picnic area out of play, and the count is nothing and two. So first of six. These teams will play 12 more games after this week, all up in Hudson Valley, and the last six games of the regular season will be in Wappingers Falls as well. Time called at the plate. So they'll be seeing a lot of each other over the second half. And whether that's good or bad for Jersey Shore, I guess we'll find out. I guess part of that depends on if the Yankees promote some of these thinning pitchers that Blue Claws will see this weekend. Fastball right down the middle, got him looking strike three. So Familia retired looking and then retired the side. But Hudson Valley takes the lead. They scored two runs on four hits. There were no errors and one left. So Augustine Ramirez's RBI double makes it 2-1 Renegades. Bottom three on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, bottom of the third. Blue Claws find themselves in a 2-1 hole. They'll have Wilfredo Flores, Marcus Lee Singh, and How You Leave against Tyrone Hewley. Blue Claws got their run in the first inning on an opposite field home run by Gabriel Rincones Jr. The first run that the Blue Claws scored against Hudson Valley in 27 consecutive innings after they've been shut out the last three games of the last series between the two teams, June 9th, 10th, and 11th, and those came right after they had swept the doubleheader on Thursday the 8th. That was the week of the smog out. Here is Wilfredo Flores, and he swings at a high fastball, nothing and one. They got smogged out on Wednesday, and that was the 7th, and then swept a doubleheader on the 8th to pull within a half game of Hudson Valley with 12 to go, but the Renegades won the last three of that series, effectively eliminating Jersey Shore. And one bounce foul by Flores in the count, nothing and two. But it was a valiant comeback from 2-8 at the beginning of the half, Tony. And
oh, yeah.
Blue Claws obviously off to a much better start than that, 5-4 so far. And they had a chance to take 4-6 in Brooklyn, but lost yesterday 8-1. As Flores chases a high fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. Six strikeouts for Tyrone Yulee, five in a row, and that'll bring up Marcus Lee Sin.
Yeah, the Blue Claws cannot lay off the high fastballs of Yulee. That's how he's
been
racking up the strikes.
That was 95, and that was not even close. So here is Marcus Lee Sin, and he looks at a curveball on the outside corner, called strike, nothing in one. He flew to center field his first time. How you Lee on deck, who has a 10-game hitting streak. And the 0-1 in the dirt, a breaking ball, 1-1. Light breeze out towards center. Much nicer for these teams after it seemed like the wind blew straight in for almost 2 weeks. It wasn't quite that, but most of June the wind was blowing in. But today a little bit out to center, nothing crazy. And Lee Sang looks at a changeup in there for a called strike. And the kind of left-handed hitter is 1-2. Nice crowd. It'll be a sellout crowd on the 4th of July here in Short Town. And they'll stick around for postgame fireworks. Just as should be a baseball game on the 4th. Foul back of the screen. And the count is 1-2. Certainly in the minors, a lot of the big league teams play in the afternoon. Phillies played at 4. And beat Tampa 3-0. Aaron Nola besting Zach Eflin.
3-1.
3-1, sorry. And the 1-2 swing and a miss. Couldn't lay off another high fastball. 94 miles an hour on that one. Seven strikeouts now for Yulee. And that'll bring up how Yulee, the second baseman. And you're right, Tony, all these high fastballs. But Nola and Eflin are really close. Came up. Eflin came into the system via trade, but you know, they spent a lot of time together in the minors and then in the big leagues. Eflin, of course, out at Tampa this year. Here's Lee, who takes inside and almost hit him. Backs away, the count 1-0. I think, Tony, the addition of Lee and really the fact that he's playing a lot better now, very important for Jersey Shore. He's now up to 19 for 69 since his return, swing and a miss, and he's 15 for his last 41. Came back on June 13th, missed about 3 weeks with a knee injury, and now time called. And here comes the pitching coach for Hudson Valley, Preston Claiborne, out to the mound to check on Yulee. I don't know what if he saw something or what, but I mean, he couldn't be pitching any better. He struck out the last six batters, so he must have seen something that he wants to check in on. Blue Gloss Baseball brought to you by Charlie's Pizza. Locations in Manchester, Tom's River, Lakewood, and a fourth ride here at Short Town Ballpark. Charlie's Pizza is the official pizza of the Jersey Shore Blue Gloss. Whatever Claiborne saw, he has passed along his wisdom, and the count on how you Lee is 1-1.
Something like keep throwing those high fastballs.
High fastballs, yeah. Jalen Goodman saying something to the bat boy in that third base dugout. I think he wanted to pull something inside the dugout and close the gate, which he has done. So here's Hao Yu Lee, 20-year-old from Taiwan. And the 1-1 pitch is swung on a miss. That was a slider, and the count 1-2. But, you know, when you get him going, it just adds a little more depth, you know, to that lineup. And then Blue Claws have got Kendall Simmons back soon, who did playing really well. 1-2. Cued off the end of the bat. A spinner on the ground at second. Fielded by Cowles. Throws a little high to first. Snagged by Flores. And then retires the side, beating Lee by a step. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Tyrone Yulee. And we go to the fourth. Blue Claws down 2-1 here on Valley Live. BlueClaws.com and MILB. TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Claws Go. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm Ryan Kirkring, our guest today, joins us from Aberdeen. We're taping this on Saturday morning, the 27th. Oh, Ryan, welcome. How are you?
Top of the fourth. Here's Tony.
39 pitches, 32 strikes for lefty Matt Osterberg, who faces first baseman Rafael Flores of Hudson Valley. 2-1, Hudson Valley leads. Let's see if Rafael Flores can hit a ground ball to Wilfredo Flores, who is playing third base for Jersey Shore. Takes the first pitch high for a ball 1-0. Very conceivable sometime in this game a Flores will retire a Flores.
It's only the first game of six, so we've got a long way to go.
Certainly in this series. Here's the 1-0, and that misses inside 2-0. Rafael Flores struck out his first at bat. He's a 296, a homer, and 20 runs batted in. Osterberg to the plate. There's a hot line drive. Speared on the backhand by Brito out of the air at shortstop. Another big league type play for the 20-year-old Jersey Shore shortstop. Eric Brito, well, the word on him coming here to Jersey Shore was that he is a magnificent glove and he has done nothing to change anyone's opinion on that. Alexander Vargas takes a knee-high strike. It's nothing and one. Vargas, who whooped out to Brito his first at bat, 221, six homers, 29 runs batted in. Swinging a ground ball toward the middle, skips over the second base bag right to Haoyu Lee, who guns him out, two down.
Well, that ball got by Osterberg. You're thinking, oh, don't hit the base.
Yeah.
Because if it hits the base, it's going to bounce who knows where. It avoided the base, and they got the out.
So two quick outs here in the top of the fourth inning for Antonio Gomez. And he grounded out to Wilfredo Flores at third, his first at bat. Here's the pitch. Takes it down the pike, a strike. It's nothing and one on Gomez. 247, three homers, 24 runs batted in. And takes another breaking ball across for a strike two. Gomez finished the month of June one of the hottest hitters in the South Atlantic League. In 19 games, he had 344. And the pitch. Breaking ball, fouled back. And the count holds at 0-2. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Hudson Valley. 1-2-0 for Jersey Shore. Two outs, nobody on top of the fourth. Matt Osterberg does not need a pitch clock. He wheels and deals. Swinging a miss. He struck him out. And a quick 1-2-3 inning for Matt Osterberg. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Hudson Valley leads it 2-1 on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a three-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustos experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub. Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore.
Bottom of the fourth, 3-4-5 for Jersey Shore, beginning with Gabriel Rincones Jr., who cracked out his first Jersey Shore home run, last at bat, counting for tonight's Blue Claws tally. They trail it 2-1. He fouls the first pitch away. It's nothing and one on the left-hand hitting outfielder. The next one, swinging a bouncing foul behind the plate. No balls and two strikes on the Gabe, who is at 215 with that home run. He has driven in 6. Yuli to the plate, wide for a ball. Began the inning with 51 pitches, now up to 54, 35 for strikes, 37 now. Here in the bottom of the fourth, 1-2 on Rincones Jr. Swings and misses at an off-speed delivery, and that is the 8th strikeout now for 21-year-old Tyrone Yuli, 6'4", 180-pounder from the Dominican Republic, faces Rickson Wingrove now. Yuli in his 4th professional season. Here's the pitch to Rickson. Swings and taps it at the plate. Foul ball. No balls and one strike on Wingrove, who doubled up the gap in left center his first time up. Did Rickson.
So if you're wondering, since Yuli already has 8, the most strikeouts by a Blue Claws opposing pitcher in a game this year is 12 from Drew Thorpe on June 11th. That was the Sunday afternoon game, the last time Hudson Valley was here.
On the outside corner, and it's nothing and two.
And the record is 15, set by Cade Cavalli of Wilmington, the Nationals, on June 12th, 2021.
The next one to Wingrove, bloops it in the left field, but it's hanging up, and the left fielder Familia is there for out number 2. That'll bring up Leandro Pineda. So Nick Ward is not in the lineup tonight. We mentioned that because he's in the lineup almost every day, playing an infield position or leading off or maybe batting 4th or 5th, wherever they put Nick. He got hit in the elbow in the last game against Brooklyn and has tonight off as Pineda takes low for a ball. And manager Greg Brodzinski said before the game he expects him that he'll probably be good to go tomorrow. Elbow's a little sore. He's day-to-day. High and away to Pineda, and it's 2 balls and no strike. Nick is such an integral part of this ball club. The 2-0 to Pineda. Swing and a miss. Another high fastball. Unable to catch up. It's two balls and one strike on Leandro. He struck out his first at bat. That began a string of strikeouts for Yuli. The next one is fouled straight back, and it's two balls and two strikes. Pineda, a 21-year-old, has been a pro since 2019. On the season, 201 is the average. Four homers. He has driven in 33. And now Pineda calls time. Steps back in. Taps the bat. Cocks it. And Yuli, the slender right-hander. Peering in. Rocks and deals. Down the middle. Strike three call. Strikeout number nine for Yuli, and the Blue Claws go quickly in the fourth. We head to the fifth in Shoretown at Sutton Valley, out in front 2-1 on MILB TV, Valley Live at BlueClaws.com.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. We go to the top of the fifth inning, 8-9-1 against the pride of St. Cloud, Minnesota State. Left-hander Matt Osterberg set to go against the left-hand batting Grant Richardson, who takes a fastball on the outside corner, no balls and one strike. He singled to left his first time up. He was caught stealing. 179, six homers, 22 runs batted in for Richardson. And the pitch is high. One ball, one strike. Grant, 23 years old, 17th round pick in 2021 by the Yankees. 1-1. Swing high, pop fly. That'll get out of play into the crowd on the left side. And the count is one ball and two strikes. Richardson to be followed by Marcos Cabrera. And then the top of the order, Spencer Jones. And Richardson takes his time and steps out. One ball, two strikes. Osterberg wheels and deals. Breaking ball, foul back. And the count holds at 1-2. Blue Claws need Osterberg, or would certainly like him to go deep tonight.
I don't know how deep he's going to go. I was just going to say, because they have Tristan Garnett ready in the pen.
May not be as deep as usual. The last four starts, he's gone at least six innings. Here's a ball served in a shallow left. That'll fall for a hit. And Richardson had his second straight hit in the same direction to left field. And he has a leadoff base runner here in the top of the fifth inning.
So Osterberg, that was only his 54th pitch of the game. And the fact that they have somebody up in the bullpen is, a smidge surprising, I guess, this early, considering how well Matt's pitched and how deep into games he's gone. However, I will say this, that with the All-Star break coming up, and Matt's made every turn this year,
Marcus Cabrera, the number nine hitter, takes a called strike.
If you remember last year at the All-Star break, they used that to kind of skip turns of a couple of guys, Mick Abel and Andrew Painter included. And, you know, it just might be a situation where...
And now Token throw the first, not in time.
Where they say, all right, instead of your usual, you know, 80 to 90 pitches, you're going to throw 60 or 65 tonight, and then you're not going to pitch again for 2 weeks because this series will go through Sunday, and then they'll play three games in Rome, not until next Friday.
Low for a ball.
So it will give them the opportunity to, you know, rest some guys, and we could see something similar with Jordan Fowler, who will pitch on Sunday in the final game of the series. So they'll use that All-Star break to kind of conserve some innings from these pitchers.
One ball, one strike on Cabrera. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-2.
And considering, you know, how many relievers they have, 12, then, you know, they're certainly in good position to do that. The other thing that helps is that, and it may seem like a small thing, but it's not, instead of having two bullpen games every week, you know, right now they're only going to have one this week because they added a starter, Zach Hockey, H-A-A-K-E, but pronounced Hockey, at the University of Kentucky, who will pitch on Friday.
1-2 pitch. Checks his swing on an inside delivery.
So, you know, that's big because, you know, that's, call it 5-6 innings that you don't need to get out of your bullpen every week, which, you know, it adds up.
The 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul, and Cabrera stays alive. Cabrera singled to help build that two-run third inning for Hudson Valley. That has them in front 2-1 here in the top of the fifth. Blue Claws will go with a bullpen game tomorrow night. It'll be the one bullpen game in this series. And now the count is full at 3-2 on Cabrera.
Yes, Sam Jacobsack had been starting those of late for the Blue Claws, but unfortunately he was released over the weekend in Brooklyn, so we'll have a new starter tomorrow.
3-2 pitch, swing, high fly ball, pretty deep center. Carr going back, racing back, way back, to the track, to the wall, looks up, it is gone. Fourth home run of the year for Cabrera, a two-run shot. That's the 29th in his career, so he does have home run power. He's been a pro since 2019. And that drive gives Hudson Valley a 4-1 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. And will also be the final pitch of the night, thrown by Matt Osterberg, who gives up a single and a two-run home run to the 8 and 9 batters who combined tonight to go 4-for-4 against Matt, who leaves after one of his shorter stints of this season. And he trails 4-1. Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Sign up every day and guzzle down a Coke, energy you want, and taste you love, Coca-Cola. So Tristan Garnett will come on now for Jersey Shore to replace Matt Osterberg. It's been quite a run for Matt, but tonight he was victimized by extra base hits, RBI doubles in the third inning by Spencer Jones and by Augustine Ramirez. And then here in the fifth, the two-run home run by Marcos Cabrera.
Yeah, it's his shortest outing since May 12th when he went 3 2/3 innings at Greensboro and gave up 4 runs, though only one was earned in that game. So, yeah, you know, shorter outing for him. I think, Tony, the other thing that we didn't mention was why they had Garnett up so early. Matt threw 100 pitches in his last game, in Brooklyn. So I think probably going in, the plan was just to limit him from a pitch count standpoint anyway, and he ended up giving up 7 hits, 4 runs, no walks, and struck out 4 as Tristan Garnett takes over here for the Blue Claws in the 4th. And the call to the bullpen was brought to you by Provident Bank. Provident Bank mobile banking. You can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills with the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank.
25-year-old Kristen Garnett, 6'6", 240 pounds. On to face the Yankees' number 3 prospect in Spencer Jones, who has lined out and doubled in a run and scored a run tonight. And Garnett's first pitch is over for a called strike, nothing and one. Nobody out here in the top of the 5th, swing and a miss. And it's nothing and 2. Garnett this year 3-2, a 3.38 ERA. This is his 26th game, 26 innings. Holding opponents to a .214 batting average and has yielded 2 home runs. Outside, skips away for a ball. In those 26 and two-thirds, 27 strikeouts and 11 walks for Tristan Garnett. The native of Portland, Oregon. And the big lefty deals fastball away. And the count is even to 2-2. Nobody out here in the top of the 5th. For Hudson Valley, which is gunning for its 4th straight victory here in the second half after beginning the second half 0-6. Chopper on the right side. Nice big hop to Wingrove at first, who touches up, and that's one away here in the top of the 5th inning. Jones retired. There is Ben Callis, who singled and struck out against Jersey Shore starter Matt Osterberg. 242, 7 homers and 21 runs batted in. The pitch to him is low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. 4-7-0 now for Hudson Valley. 1-2-0 for Jersey Shore. Garnett comes set at the belt buckle, the 1-0, swinging a bounding ball to third, scooped up by Flores. He steps, throws in time, 2 down. Hudson Valley, 3-6 at the moment here in the second half with that 3-game winning streak. Looking for their first road win of the second half, 0-3. Overall, 42-33, 22-14 on the road are the Renegades this season. Here is Augustine Ramirez, and Garnett deals a strike on the inside corner, nothing in one. He is 1-for-2, flew out his first at bat, doubled the other way to right, and knocked in what was at the time the lead run in the third inning. Takes a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike. Ramirez just in his 5th game since coming up from Low A Tampa. The pitch to him is outside. 2-1. And he is 10-for-19 since his call up. Garnett deals 2-1. That's low. It's 3 balls and 1 strike on Gomez. Currently riding now a 14-game on-base streak, going back to his stint with Tampa. 3-1, Garnett. Kicks, throws, missed, low ball 4. So 2 outs and Ramirez at first. And the hitter is the cleanup batter, Christopher Familia. 0-for-2 has flown out and struck out. Lefty on lefty. And he swings and misses. It's no balls and 1 strike on Familia. This is his 5th game. He is 3 for 15, 3 for 17 thus far. Gets a timeout here, does Familia. Garnett eyeing the runner at first. High chop on the infield, the deep short. Frito has it, guns it, picked it first by Wingrove, and the side is retired. So no runs a hit. No runs as you were. Two runs, two hits. No errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the fifth in Shoretown. Blue Claws trail at 4-1 on Bowie Live, MIL.TV, and BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Blue Claws batting at the bottom of the fifth inning, trailing now 4-1. Have not had a hit since the first inning, since Gabriel Rincones Jr. homered and then Rickson Wingrove double. They have not had a base runner since then. And they'll send 6, 7, and 8 up against Tyrone Yuley, who has struck out 9. Eric Brito is the first Blue Claw to face him, and the count is even now, 1-1. Brito struck out his first at bat. The young shortstop, 21 years old, takes a called strike. He's at 241, no Jersey Shore homers. He has driven in 9. This is his 17th game, 13-4-54. He has been playing professionally in the Philly system since 2019. Breaking ball just missed. And the count is 2-2 on Brito. He'll be followed by Andrick Nava and Jared Carr. Tyrone Yuley kicks and deals. Breaking pitch, bounced foul down the third base line. Yuley came in tonight holding the opposition to a batting average of 201 in 60 innings. He did give up his 9th home run. That was to Rincones in the first inning. Foul back up this way. Clangs against the sweet level glass. And the fan hops over a railing to retrieve it. Now the count holds it 2-2 on Brito. Here's the pitch. High, outside, 3-2. Brito struck out on a high fastball. Prior at bat, he's got plenty of company in that department. 9 strikeouts so far for Yuley. And the Yankees farmhand rocks into motion and deals. High and away, 4. Blue Claws get a leadoff base runner. and also coaxed the first walk from Tyrone Yulee. Brings up Andrick Nava, the switch hitting catcher, batting from the left side. He struck out his first at bat. Between the first and third innings, Yulee struck out six in a row. Here is Andrick in his 42nd game, 26 for 129. That's a 202 average, a homer, and 16 runs batted in. Runner goes. The pitch is swung and a miss. Throw to second on a hop. Head first slide. Safe. Ball skips into center field, but is backed up quickly out there by Spencer Jones. And for Brito, his fifth steal. He has been caught once. And the Blue Claws get a runner in scoring position now with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Blue Claws 5-4 now to start the second half. Yulee to the plate. Fastball strike outside corner. And it's nothing and two on Nava. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Hudson Valley. One run, just those two hits in the first inning, no errors for Jersey Shore. Again, the glance back at second. The pitch to the plate is hit foul on the play left side. And the count holds at nothing and two. Jersey Shore began the night, granted so early in the season, a game behind Aberdeen and Brooklyn, 6-3, the records of those ball clubs. For the season, 40-34, and just 17-18 at home. They've been far more successful on the road. That's sort of been the story of this year for Jersey Shore. The check of the runner, and the 0-2 to Nava. Fastball outside, one ball and two strikes. No action in the bullpen for Hudson Valley. Yulee comes set, the pitch. Fouled straight back. Last time out, the Dominican right-hander threw against Wilmington, allowed three runs on five hits in five and a third innings. Walked four, he struck out six. Again, the stretch. Runner leads at second, the 1-2. Swinging a bounding ball, foul down the first base line. And the count remains one ball and two strikes. Nava to be followed by Jared Carr here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brito at second, nobody out. He walked, stole second. And Nava trying to get him at least to third. Tristan Garnett, who finished off that top of the fifth inning, will be back on the mound for Jersey Shore in the sixth. Again, tomorrow night it'll be a bullpen game for Jersey Shore. And the Blue Claws hitters will have their work cut out. They face the Yankees' 23rd-ranked prospect per the MLB pipeline in Brendan Beck. A little more about him in a moment. The stretch. And the 1-2. High and away. So Beck out of Stanford was the Yankees' second-round pick last year, 2022. He didn't pitch professionally last year. This year, between the Florida Complex League and Hudson Valley, he's thrown just 7 2/3 innings. The 2-2 to Nava. Swings and fouls it back. Good at bat here by Abbott. But in the 7 2/3 innings, he has allowed just one hit, and he has struck out 12. The number 23 prospect in the Yankee system. He will be opposed by Jersey Shore bullpen crew tomorrow. The 2-2, swinging a fly ball to center. Jones back a step or two, underweights, puts it away. Brito bluffs at second, will not advance. And that's one gone here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Jared Carr will step to the plate. Jared struck out his first at bat. Jared, the oldest Blue Claw in the lineup tonight, 24 years old. Left-hand hitter out of Shepherd University in West Virginia. He's at 234, two homers, 21 runs batted in, and now the catcher Ramirez will go out and have a word with Yuli. Hook, Line, and Splitter is the official Jersey Shore Blue Claws podcast. Download today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts for exclusive interviews, previews, and more. That's Hook, Line, and Splitter. Hosted, of course, by Greg Giamborisi, a Jersey Shore Blue Claws podcast. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Blue Claws have a runner at second with one out. They trail Hudson Valley 4-1. The first of six games this week with the Yankees affiliate, the Renegades. Down from Wappinger Falls, New York. Blue Claws' final road trip of the season will be a six-game series at Hudson Valley. Jared Carr awaits the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball, got it past him. 95 on the stadium gun. No balls and one strike. And now Bluff at second, and Brito takes a step back toward the bag. No throw. Yuli now checks the runner again. 0-1 to Carr. Swinging a foul off the catcher. Ramirez shakes him up a little bit. And one of the athletic trainers hops out to make sure he's okay. That got him in the mask. And now they're attending to Ramirez. Here with one out of the bottom of the fifth inning. Coming up in the sixth, the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America. IOA insures business in our area for property, general liability, auto workers' compensation, and employee benefits. For personal service, call and ask for Larry DePalma at 732. 251-2900. I've only read this like 4,000 times. I should know that number by now. 0-2 on Carr. Everything back in order here. The pitch to him, high fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes on Jared Carr. He'll be followed by Wilfredo Flores. One out, bottom of the fifth. Yuli kicks and throws. Bringing the ball popped up in a shallow center. Backing off is a shortstop behind the second base bag. And Vargas makes the play two away. So the Blue Claws had a runner at second. Nobody out. Now Brito still at second with two away. Brings up the number nine hitter in Wilfredo Flores. Flores ready. Yuli leaning in. And now steps back, paying a lot of attention to Brito at second. He's got two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Left-handed Wilfredo Flores swings and misses, and it's no balls and one strike. The Phillies won today down in Tampa Bay. We'll check out the rest of the scoreboard from the Phillies affiliates in a moment. Now a pitch timer violation, I believe, is the ruling. It is, and it's ball one now on Flores. Brito dancing up and down off second. The pitch to the plate is fisted off the third baseline. Foul, giving chase to no avail is Cabrera. And the count is one ball and two strikes. Yuli has not allowed a hit since the first inning and gave up the home run to Rincones Jr., followed by the double by Wixon. Wingrove. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 to Flores. Swinging a pop-up. Left side of the infield. Vargas, the shortstop on the outfield grass, makes the call and the catch, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. Greg back with you in the sixth. We've gone through five at Shoretown. Hudson Valley continues to lead it 4-1 on MILB.TV, BlueClaws.com, and Valley Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a three-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head into the top half of the sixth inning. Tristan Garnett stays in for Jersey Shore. He faced 4 batters in the fifth, 1 walk and 3 groundouts. Hudson Valley, 4 runs, 7 hits. Blue Claws, 1 run on 2 hits. Rafael Flores, the first baseman, leading off for the Yankee affiliates from Wappingers Falls, New York. And Garnett starts him with a changeup in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing and 1. Alexander Vargas and Antonio Gomez will follow against the lefty Garnett from Portland, and Garnett's pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count nothing and 2. So, Tony, one thing of late that we've seen from the Blue Claws and their relievers is that they've basically been on one-inning tracks, and Garnett's going to get a chance here to pitch 2 innings. In the last 3 appearances for the Blue Claws relievers, only 3 times in those 36 appearances, fouled off down first out of play, has the pitcher thrown more than 1 inning. And really that happens because they have so many guys that they just have to get everybody some work. So it's been a lot of just starter and then 1 inning, 1 inning, 1 inning. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Jalen Goodman, the plate umpire, lost his helmet on that, I guess on the backswing. And now Megan Flaherty, the trainer, is going to come down with Warren Eubanks, the base umpire, to make sure that Goodman is okay, because yeah, he basically got hit with the bat on the backswing there from Rafael Flores. Garnett picks up the strikeout, and that'll bring up Alexander Vargas, the shortstop. So Garnett he's thrown as many as 2 innings in a game this season, but he's only done it once. That was back on June 3rd in a doubleheader game here against Brooklyn. So Megan is the first-year Blue Claws trainer. She was with AAA Lehigh Valley last year, and you know she's doing some concussion protocol and testing with Jalen Goodman, who gets hit with the backswing there on strike 3.
Greg, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard now. The Phillies top 10 of this afternoon. 3-1 as Aaron Nola outdueled Zach Eflin, the battle of former teammates. Phillies kick off that big Florida swing this week with a win over Tampa down in Florida.
And Goodman, by the way, passed his test, thankfully, and he gets a nice ovation. So Megan heads back to the dugout, and thankfully Jalen Goodman is okay to stay in the game. So one out, nobody on, and Alexander Vargas, the batter, he's 0-2, a pop out and a ground out, and Garnett's pitch is high.
Saw the Complex League Phillies beat the Yankees 5-4. Both teams are 12-10. Kendall Simmons, remember, Kendall started the year with the Blue Claws, hasn't played here since May 27th due to an injury.
Squibbed off the end of that foul up first.
His first rehab stint today went 0-1 with a walk. And Dakota Katowski, a 23-year-old out of Missouri State, began his career briefly in the Philly system last year. Hit his eighth home run in 18 games.
Yeah, he was a teammate at Missouri State of Matt Russell. Swing and a miss there by Vargas, and the count 1-2.
Lehigh Valley is at Scranton Wilkes-Barre, Yankees AAA affiliate. Two teams battling up there tonight. 5-4 Lehigh Valley leads going to the top of the ninth inning.
Yeah, all these games are ahead of the Blue Claws because of the hour rain delay we had here. Foul back. Yeah, so if you're just tuning in, it's only the top of the sixth as we didn't get underway here until 8:05, an hour delay.
Cody Clemens, two hits. Drew Ellis, two hits for Lehigh Valley. Nick Nelson only lasted a third of an inning. He threw 43 pitches, 25 for strikes.
1-2 is at the knees on the inside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. So Garnett picks up the strikeout, a backwards K. Two down, his second strikeout. And that'll bring up Antonio Gomez, the designated hitter, with two out of nobody on.
And yet another Phillies-Yankee clash in the minor leagues. Redding is playing at Somerset. Redding just scored four runs in the top of the eighth inning. Still batting and has taken a 5-4 lead.
Here's Gomez, who looks at a curveball in there for a strike. He had 344 in June, over two tonight, and at 246 on the year.
2-for-4 for Johan Rojas in the ball game. He's at 316 now.
And that one foul back.
Ethan Wilson, 3-for-4. Baron Radcliffe also playing. He did not get a hit in three at-bats. Rojas, by the way, hit his ninth home run, an eighth-inning solo shot.
He's going to be in Lehigh soon, I think.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And remember, he's been in Redding now for over a year, late June last year. Swing and a miss. Garnett blows it by him, strike three, then retires the sign. So 1-2-3 inning for Tristan Garnett. Three strikeouts of Hudson Valley, and the Blue Claws down 4-1. Coming to bat bottom six on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Jersey Shore down 4-1. We head into the bottom of the sixth inning, and they'll face the new pitcher. It's right-hander Bailey Dees, who's had a good year, 1-1, a 2.23 ERA, 32 innings, only 17 hits. He's only walked 11. He struck out 49 out of 110 batters faced. Marcus Lee Sang, Hao Yu Lee, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. to face the right-hander Bailey Dees, wearing the long sleeves under his gray jersey on the 4th of July in Shorttown. First pitch, swing and a miss by Lee Sang. The count is nothing and one. Now, Hudson Valley's got a good bullpen. Blue Claw saw that when they were here a couple of weeks ago. But I think Jersey Shore will be okay with Tyrone Yuley finishing up his night. He struck out 9 of the 18 batters he faced. 5 innings, 1 run, 2 hits, 1 walk, and the 9 strikeouts. He struck out Lee Sang in the 3rd. In fact, every Blue Claw struck out except Grixon Wingrove, who flew to left and doubled. 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. And the count is nothing and two.
Greg, one more affiliate score. Clearwater, which won the first half down in the Florida State League, they're winning the second half, too. They won again today, 3-2.
0-2 pitch, changeup low. Who did they play today?
They played those Palm Beach Cardinals.
In Clearwater.
Yes.
Back home. They were in Bradenton for a couple of days.
Ricardo Rosario, three more hits, including his fourth home run.
One ball, two strikes on Marcus Lee Sang. And the pitch is outside, ball two, 2-2.
Justin Crawford went 1-for-4. He'll be heading out to the Futures game this weekend. He's batting 340. And
the 2-2, foul back.
The winning pitcher was Gabriel Cotto, the opening night home pitcher for Jersey Shore, who is now with Clearwater, 4-0 with the Threshers, doing well, 2.78 ERA. Noah Song.
Yeah.
Pitched 1 2/3 innings. That's going to be interesting.
2-2, breaking ball, got a beautiful curveball, strike three. Lee Sang down looking, one away. Two, it was the Rule 5 pick.
Yeah, two hits, walked one, struck out four. Greg, explain that.
Yeah, he was drafted by the Red Sox in 2018. And then pitched a little bit and then began a service in the Navy. And he was left unprotected by the Red Sox in the Rule 5 draft. And nobody thought that, or they certainly didn't think that anybody would take him because he'd been away on military service. And a slider's in there to Hao Yu Lee a strike and the count nothing in one. But the Phillies did. It was a bold move. And then he got hurt. Now, they have to have him active for a certain amount of days in the season in order to keep him or offer him back to Boston. Lee takes low, and it's one ball, one strike, and they would take him back for sure. So we'll see. But it's a really fantastic story, and a guy that has, is very well regarded, has a lot of upside, and hopefully it works out. Hopefully he can get healthy. I think that was his fourth rehab game down in Florida with Clearwater. Here's the 1-1. That's high. Now we count two balls and a strike on Hao Yu Lee.
Yeah, they have an interesting situation with him. They have to activate him to keep him at some point.
Yeah, he has to be active with the Phillies,
right,
the big Phillies,
for
a certain amount of days. Mm-hmm. And the 2-1, check swing, high fastball, but he went around. And again, Blue Plus can't lay off these high fastballs tonight.
What do you think, Greg, with Song?
I mean, there's no downside for the Phillies. So you're going to give him a shot and see what happens. Because, I mean, the upside is high. Breaking ball grounded to third. Gobbled up by Cabrera. Throws across in time. Two down. Luklas have one run in their last 33 innings, including this one against Hudson Valley. That was on the home run in the first inning by this man, Gabriel Rincon.
He could take the spot, just swinging in right here, of Dylan Covey.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a guy who was hurt in spring training, so he's missed a lot of time.
Right.
It's going to take a while to get him up there, but I'm sure he'll be in Clearwater for a while, but we'll see. Here's Rinconis Jr., 4-1 Hudson Valley in the sixth, and the pitch foul back. I mean, you don't see too many guys from one of the academy schools play professional baseball or professional any sport, for that matter. Brooklyn had a pitcher named Cam Opp who went to Army. He was with the Cyclones last year. Rinconis Jr. takes low on the count, one ball, one strike. But everybody rooting for Noah Song. And, it'll be fascinating. It'll be a fascinating subplot over the next few weeks and months for the Phillies. 1-1 on Rinconis Jr. Check swing slider called strike 1-2. His home run was an opposite field home run. It hit off the Judge Shaw injury law sign in left center, just above the 8-foot-high padded wall. That would not have been a home run here in the first 16 years of the stadium. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball that was up and away, strike three. Two strikeouts for Bailey Dees in a 1-2-3 sixth inning. We go to the seventh, and it's 4-1 Renegades here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
New pitcher for Jersey Shore is right-hander Matt Russell. As we head into the top of the seventh, Hudson Valley leads at 4-1. Tristan Garnett did a great job. Three strikeouts over two scoreless innings. No hits, one walk, and those three Ks, which all came in order in the sixth. Here's Grant Richardson, who's had a good night, 2-for-2. He was 3 for his previous 32 before tonight. And he awaits the first pitch of the right-hander, Matt Russell, a fastball at the knees, called strike. And the count is nothing and one. So, recapping the scoring, Jersey Shore led 1-0 after Rinconis Jr.'s homer in the bottom of the first. But Hudson Valley got 2 in the third as Russell misses away, 1-1. 2 in the third on an RBI single by Marcos Cabrera and an RBI double by Augustine Ramirez. And then in the fifth against Matt Osterberg, a single by Richardson and a two-run homer by Cabrera to make it 4-1. Osterberg faced only those two batters there, swing and a miss, a changeup in the count 1-2. Faced those two batters in the fifth before he came out. 2-4 innings plus, 4 runs, 7 hits, no walks, struck out 4. And Richardson calls time at home plate. So Russell's the third pitcher of the day for the Blue Claws, a right-hander from Kansas City area. 4-4 in 21 games, a 6.91 ERA, 28 innings, 31 hits. He's walked 16, and he has struck out 27 on the season. Richardson is an Indiana Hoosier, and Russell's pitch swung on and missed. He got him strike 3. For a strikeout for Matt, 1-1, 1-down in the seventh, and that'll bring up Marcos Cabrera. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Shore Business Solutions. You may know how affordable printing has become and that digital documents can streamline your workflow. But you may not know that Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions is the partner you didn't know you had. Visit shore-biz.com. Here's right-handed hitting Marcos Cabrera, who's got a single and a homer and three RBIs. Homer brought in two, and he lines this one up the gap in left center. That's going to get down. Another hit. Jared Carr plays it on a bounce and plays it back in. So Marcos Cabrera, will, if he does get another chance, he will need a triple for the cycle. 3-for-3, and that brings up Spencer Jones, who smoked the double in this third inning. He's 1 out of 3. That's the eighth hit for Hudson Valley. Blue Claws have just the one run on two hits on Rinconis' homer. 4th of July at Shoretown Ballpark. Beautiful night. Russell from the belt. The pitch is outside, and it's 1-0.
The 8-9 hitters for Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
Richardson and Cabrera, 5-for-6 with a home run.
And they've scored 3 runs between them, and Cabrera's driven in 3 of the 4 runs. He's got a very short lead at first, held by Wingrove. Swing and a miss. And the count is 1-1. Russell last pitched 2 days ago in Brooklyn on Sunday when an inning gave up 2 runs on 2 hits. And the pitch is driven deep but foul down the left field line out of play. And the count is 1-2. Mad time of the Phillies back in 2021 in July. He was working at a barbecue joint in Kansas City when he found out that he was going to sign with the Phillies. With the Missouri State, and the pitch is up and outside. 2-2. So he went to the same school, Tony, that the Phillies had some success from, you may say. They got Ryan Howard out of there, although at the time when Howard played there, and he was drafted in 2001, it was known as Southwest Missouri State. 2-2, runner goes. Pitch swinging a liner foul off third into the Renegades dugout. And the count still 2-2 on Spencer Jones. Jones was the Yankees' first-round pick last year. And hit the first of his 10 home runs in his first game with Hudson Valley. The Yankees took him 25th overall in the draft last year. The Angels took him 31st round in 2019, but he didn't sign and went to Vandy. 2-2. And the pitch is a changeup. Swung on foul. Tipped. Held by Nava. Strike three. Two down. So Jones strikes out swinging. Two away, and that brings up Ben Cowles, the second baseman. Looking ahead to the bottom half of the seventh, Blue Claws down by three. They'll have Rickson, Wingrove, Leandro Pineda, and Eric Brito against Bailey Dees, who had a 1-2-3 sixth with two strikeouts. Blue Claws have struck out 11 times as a team so far in six innings tonight. And Russell throws over.
Blue Claws will be looking for their first hit since the first inning.
Yeah, they have two hits in this game. Rincones homered, and then Wingrove doubled as the next batter. He was stranded at second, and since then, Luklaus have no runs on one hit. I'm sorry, no runs, no hits, and a walk. Chopper down third, foul. The only base runner was Eric Brito, who led off the fifth inning by drawing a walk. He stole second, but was stranded there with nobody out. He was at second with nobody out, but was stranded there. And Hudson Valley pitchers have retired 17 of the last 18 batters they've faced. So Russell set at the belt, and the 0-1 lifted foul off to the right out of play. Tony, I hope that ball doesn't damage the roof. It's time to call the experts at Delta Contracting Services to find out. Visit DeltaRoofNJ.com because your roof is an asset worth protecting. That's DeltaRoofNJ.com. Russell out of the stretch, two down, runner goes, pitch is a liner to short, backing up on it, Brito plays a tough hop nicely, spins and throws, he got him, side retired. That's not an easy play that Brito made look pretty easy. And the inning over, no runs, one hit, one left. Stretch time in short town. Blue Claws down 4-1 on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Thank you.
beautiful rendition of God Bless America from Autumn Turner here in the 4th of July at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws and the Hudson Valley Renegades, and Jersey Shore trailing it 4-1 as we head into the bottom of the 7th. It'll be Rickson Wingrove, Leandro Pineda, and Eric Brito. 7th inning stretch is brought to you by Jag One Physical Therapy. They're proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. With over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties, our friends at Jag One Physical Therapy are fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. For more information or to make an appointment, visit jagonept.com. Bailey Dees back for his second inning of work, and Tony, except for Rinconis' home run, the only other guy that's really hit the ball hard has been Wingrove, who's had a couple tonight. He had an opposite field double to left center in the first inning, was stranded at third, and then he had a ball that he hit pretty hard on a line drive to left field for an F7 in the fourth inning. Well, that's been it. Blue Claws need three. They got 9 outs to work with.
Well, it's not a surprise that the Yankees affiliate here leads the salary league in earned run average. They've been up there pretty much all year, and this is typical of what they've been doing. The ERA coming in tonight for the season complete first half and now into the second, 3.35 leads the league.
And a lot of those guys are still here. Yeah. Here's Wingrove, who makes a big cut and a miss at a breaking ball, and the count is nothing and one. The one pitcher that they've lost is Chase Hampton, right, who pitched here a couple of weeks ago. He's made 3 starts now in Somerset in his game against the Blue Claws on June 10th, where he went 5 2/3 scoreless, and Wingrove takes ball one and struck out 8. That was his last game with Hudson Valley, 21-year-old out of Texas Tech. But everybody else is basically still here, you know, for now. We'll see what happens as the season goes along. Here's the 1-1. Bouncer foul behind the plate, but the Blue Claws got shut out in those 3 games last time Hudson Valley was here over that weekend, June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Juan Corella pitched on the Friday game on the 9th, and he'll pitch later this week. And then Drew Thorpe pitched the Sunday game. He'll pitch later this week, too. And the 1-2 to Rickson. Hit in the air well out in the left center. On the run for me, the left fielder chasing after. He's there on the run to make the grab in left center to retire Rickson, who hit that ball pretty well, too. And that's out number one. So Wingrove flies out to left, and that'll bring up the designated hitter, Leandro Pineda.
Blue Claws, Greg, with another left-hander beginning to warm.
Yeah, Jordy Martinez. So he'll come on for Russell and pitch the 8th. And that's inside. And it'll count 1 ball, no strikes. It's a little different for these guys this week because there was no off day at the beginning of this series. Both teams played yesterday. The reason they did that was so that every team... Here's the 1-0. And a check swing slider. And it misses for a ball 2-0. So every team could play at home on either July 3rd or July 4th. And it just means that there's no day off before the series like there's been every other series this year. 2-0 foul back, 2-1. So in normal circumstances, that might put a little more strain on a pitching staff. But in reality, you know, the Blue Claws have 13 relievers right now, 5 starters among 18 pitchers that are active tonight. Fastball high and outside, ball 3-1. So when you have 13 relievers, you can wiggle your way through, even if it is a stretch of 12 straight days with a game. 3-1 on Pineda, and that's outside, ball 4. But the thing is, these guys don't know how easy they have it in some respects. The Blue Claws played at home last night. They played in Brooklyn last night. They got back to the stadium around 12:30 in the morning and come back here to play tonight. Hudson Valley played at home last night and then just bust down 2.5 hours earlier today. But back in the
day.
Old schedule, yeah, the pre-restructuring. Eric Brito, the batter with a runner at first, and the pitch cut on it, missed, nothing and one. The Blue Claws would play, it seemed like they did this 4 out of 5 years, or 3 in a row, 4 out of 5, something like that. They would play home on July 3rd, and then in Greensboro on July 4th, which is a 500-mile trip. 0-1 on Brito, and he looks at a fastball strike, and the count 0-2. There are a few of those. I remember one for sure was in 2013.
Let's remind everyone that you went on those trips.
Yeah, so it was 2013, played here on, Mickey Morandini's the manager, played here on July 3rd, and then leave around midnight, 11:30, to go to Greensboro. And it, you know, it's every bit of an 8-hour ride. 0-2. Liner to third, grabbed there by Cabrera, fires back to first, not in time. Diving in, head first, Pineda. Brito hit it hard, but line down, 2 down. Blue Claws still looking for their first hit since the first inning. And that'll bring up Andre Knob with a catcher. So we leave here at like 11:30, right? And we get to right before the Delaware Memorial Bridge. Uh-huh. I don't want to say you can see it, but you're right there. And you hear this like screeching noise, like, oh, God. And pull over, swing and a miss. Something fell on the bottom of the bus and was like dragging, like some bus safety component. So that bus was shot. Now, mind you, it's like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and trying to get all the way to Greensboro, and you still have 6 hours to go. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Thank God, right by some hotel that had enough rooms to accommodate our traveling party, but we were waiting to see if they could fix it or whatever they could. So we finally get in the hotel rooms around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and they say, all right, you got to be down here at 8 a.m. We're leaving. So you get a couple hours of sleep, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, whoever said 8 a.m., they forgot that the bus had to come from Roanoke. So we get down there at 8. We're sitting there for 2 hours on the morning of the 4th. 0-2 to Nava, and he hits it foul down third. So we wait. Now the bus is going to be here in a second. Well, it missed the exit. And, you know, the turnpike, you miss an exit, it's like a half hour. The exits are like 10, 15 miles apart. Finally, we get. Now you have to unload bus one, load bus two. It's 10 in the morning. We got to go to Greensboro and play in 9 hours. Change up is outside. And the count is 1-2. And finally get on the road. And Mickey Morandini, we stopped for lunch in like the D.C., Virginia area. And he's like, all right, found a place that had a bunch of stuff. No more than 5 people can go into any food establishment, because if you send 30 people into a Subway, it's going to take, you know, it's going to take a while. We didn't have a while. Nava lays off a high fastball to it, too. And poor Shane Watson had to pitch that night. And he did a great job. I think he gave up 2 runs in 5 innings, 2 runs in 6 innings, something like that. And Greensboro was good. And obviously, that ballpark is a bandbox. And then the Blue Claws lost on a walk-off homer. Pulled up to the stadium at 5:15. Curveball inside. And the count 3-2. So, yeah, we left the stadium here at 11:30, got to Greensboro almost 18 hours later with a 4-hour nap at some hotel by the Delaware Memorial Bridge. 3-2, 2-out, runner goes, pitch high and away, ball 4. So 2 on, and that will bring the tying run of the plate in the person of Jared Carr. So Bailey Deeds walks 2 in the inning, and here's Carr, who's got a pair of homers on the season. And that walk brought to you by PC Richard & Son, with a friendly and knowledgeable sales team, next day delivery, the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richard & Son is the company you can trust since 1909.
It's a glamorous life, Greg.
It's more glamorous now than it was then.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that wasn't even that bad. Like, you know, there would be like those 15-hour trips to Rome or whatever. But I'm saying back in the day, you would play it back in the day, like 3 or 4 years ago. You'd play here, 500-mile trip, and play the next night. You don't do that anymore. Carr swings in the first pitch and grounds it softly to second. Cowles has it, throws wide to first, and it hits off the cage in front of the Jersey Shore dugout. Pineda scores. Alba goes to third. Carr goes to second, and the Blue Claws have life. They trail it 4-2. Well, a 4th of July present from Ben Cowles, who made a poor throw past Rafael Flores, the first baseman, and an E4 sets up Jersey Shore with a tying run at second and two out here in the seventh inning. So the Blue Claws have a run without a hit. Two walks and an error on a routine play. Second and third for Flores, who's hitless in two today. But Flores, one of their better hitters, hitting .313 on the season. And a single here could tie the game. Pitch on the way, breaking ball, bounce foul behind the plate. And the count is nothing and one. Flores, 17 for 54, just over 315 since the beginning of June. .313 on the year for the left-handed hitter. Runner at third is Nava. Cars at second, two down, 4-2. Hudson Valley breaking ball outside, and it's 1-1. That was a gift, Tony, from Ben Cowles, a routine play. He didn't have to rush the throw. He just threw it wide. 1-1 on Flores. Here's the pitch outside of fastball, and the count is 2-1. I mean, this game would be in the top of the eighth. Hudson Valley up by three. Instead, a bloop single here, and we have a tie game in the seventh. Flores, left-handed hitter for the Dominican Republic, awaits the 2-1 pitch. And Dees deals. Hit in the air, foul off third, out of play. The count 2-2.
Carr, excellent speed to second base. Almost any sort of a base hit would bring in the tying run. The gap run is at third here. Big opportunity for the Blue Claws. Unexpected, but here it is.
And the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him on a slider, strike three, and the inning is over. So the Blue Claws get one run. They do it without a hit. There were two walks, one costly error, and two left. Blue Claws struck out 12 times tonight in seven innings. We have played 7-4-2. Hudson Valley on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night for the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shortstown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head to the top of the eighth. Blue Claws go to the bullpen again and summon in left-hander Jordy Martinez. He'll be the third reliever and fourth pitcher of the day. Matt Russell, one inning, no runs, one hit, no walks, struck out two. Jordy, left-hander from the Dominican Republic, first pitch to Augustine Ramirez, a breaking ball for a strike. 3-4-5 for the Renegades, who lead it 4-2, four runs, eight hits, one error. The Blue Claws, two runs on two hits and no errors. And Martinez's pitch is popped up shallow right center. Out goes Lee. In comes Rincones Jr. Lee is there, backpedaling to make the grab. And there's one away. Martinez makes his 27th appearance of the season, which is one behind Tommy McCollum, his teammate for the league lead. Blue Claws actually have 1, 2, 3, 4 in the Sally League in appearances, although Carlos Francisco is tied for third at 25. He'll fall back now that he's been promoted to Redding. But Martinez at 3.31 ERA, 32 innings, 33 hits. He's walked 17, and he struck out 40. Slider squibbed by Familia off the end of the bat, a roller up third, and the count is No balls and a strike. Martinez pitched on Saturday the first at Brooklyn. One inning, one hit, struck out two. He has not allowed a run since Hudson Valley got him for one in two innings on June 6th. It's a span of 10 and two-thirds innings, and the pitch misses four. Ball count is 1-1. 10 and a third consecutive scoreless, I should say, for Jordy. And that one fouled away. The guy, Tony, that was a starter last year. Remember, he made a couple of appearances with the Blue Claws at the end of last season as a starter. And has come on as a reliever this year. Philly's made the decision to move him to the bullpen. And I think it's paid off for sure. Hard thrower. And a 0-2. Swing and a miss. Went to the curveball, and he got him strike three. For a strikeout and two down here in the eighth. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Toyota World of Lakewood. You'll have plenty of options to choose from in your used car search at Toyota World of Lakewood. You'll find all the same new Toyota models in our used inventory, which means a pre-owned Camry, RAV4, Tundra could be yours. Toyota World of Lakewood on Route 88 or LakewoodToyota.com. Here's right-handed hitting Rafael Flores, the first baseman. Two out, nobody on top of the eighth, 4-2 Hudson Valley. And the pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Nava. So, Tony, with that error from Cowles in the bottom of the seventh, Blue Claws are in bloop and a blast territory, right?
Well,
as long as they can keep it here, down by two. Swing and a miss, change up 1-1. Now, the home run by Rincones, which came in the first inning, that was only the Blue Claws' ninth home run since June 1st. Fewest in that stretch in not just the Sally League, but all of minor league baseball. Foul back into the screen, and the count is 1-2.
Well, they should eventually get some power back in Kendall Simmons, who had five home runs through the latter part of May until he was hurt. He was also batting over 300. So,
yeah, and he had missed the first part of the season with injury as well. So he had five home runs in basically a month. And that's on the inside corner fastball. Again, I'm looking strike three. Side retired. 1-2-3 for Jordy Martinez here in the eighth. So bottom eight, 4-2, Renegades. Top of the order for Jersey Shore on ValleyLineBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Carlos Gomez takes over for Brooklyn. We head into the bottom of the eighth. Blue Claws down a pair, 4-2, despite not having a hit since the first inning. They got a gift of a run on a throwing error in the bottom of the seventh, so they're within a pair at 4-2. Top of the order to face Carlos Gomez, and it'll be Marcus Lee saying, "How you lead," and Gabriel Rincones Jr. First pitch on the way. It's a curveball inside. Gomez 2-2, an ERA of 6.40, 23 appearances, 32 in the third innings, 36 hits. He's walked 20, and he struck out 44 on the year, and that's inside. Now, he struggled lately gave up two runs in an inning in the third against Wilmington on the 29th, two runs in an inning on the 23rd in Brooklyn on the 23rd, on June 23rd. He was on four runs in his last two games. 2-0 pitch. It was down sidearm almost and misses outside 3-0. And in his last four appearances overall, he's thrown five and a third innings and allowed seven runs. And if Lee Sang gets on, it's how you leave. Hit safely in 10 straight. Fastball inside ball four and as the tying run. And that's the case as Marcus Lee Sang draws the walk. He came into the day tied for third in the league with 47 walks. And he draws his 48th right there. That's four more than his teammate Nick Ward. And the Blue Claws have the tying run at the plate for how you lead. 0 for 3 today, but 15 for 43 coming in on his 10-game hitting streak. Did not play yesterday. First pitch is high from Gomez, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Gomez, 25-year-old from the Dominican Republic. And now the catcher, Augustine Ramirez, will go out to talk to Gomez, who spent last year briefly with Tampa and then mostly with Hudson Valley, where he had four saves and a 3.40 ERA in 29 games.
This is the third matchup today of Phillies and Yankees in minor league baseball. Florida Complex Phillies beat the Yankees 5-4. And the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs beat the Scranton Wilkes-Barre, the AAA Yankee affiliate, also 5-4. If Luquos gets three runs here in the bottom of the eighth inning, they would be in front by
5-4.
Yes.
But Lee Sang leads off first, but he's not going anywhere, not down two. And the pitch to Lee, fastball right down the middle of strike. And the count 1-1. Lee has two homers on the season. He hit one in May and then one on June 25th, Blue Claw's last home game. That's outside, two balls and a strike. So the Blue Claws down 4-2. They have the tying run at the plate here in the bottom of the eighth. They still don't have a hit since the first inning, but they're only one hit away from really changing this game. And the pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. And Lee tried for sure, almost swung right out of his shoes. And the count 2-2.
That looked like some sort of a high off-speed delivery, possibly out of the zone.
No, I don't think it was out of the zone. And that's a frisbee slider outside 3-2. And it was up in the zone, the pitch prior, and Lee tried to hit it a mile high. So 3-2, nobody out. Lee Sang leads off first. I doubt he's going down 4-2. Big pitch here, not going. Breaking ball popped up, foul off first, out of play. Into the seats on the first base side behind the Jersey Shore dugout. And the count remains 3-2 on how you lead. So bottom of the eighth. This game started at 8:05 if you're just joining us. Little wet weather earlier today. And another 3-2 popped them up. Big cut at it, but he pops it up a mile high down third. Cabrera in foul ground. And I think he was a little late to pick it up. He was literally late to call it. Foul territory makes the catch about halfway up the line, and there's one away, and that'll bring up Gabriel Rincones Jr.
How you Lee took his home run cut there.
Yeah, he frequently takes his home run. Here's Gabriel with an opposite field home run in the first inning. Out near the Chick-fil-A fan zone, he hit it above the 8 foot. It's a 20-foot high wall, but you only have to clear 8 feet. He hit it just over that 8-foot high home run line, and that's in there for a called strike, and the count nothing and one. First of a six-game series between these two teams. Renegades went 4-2 down here in earlier in June. And the 0-1 curveball inside. Gabriel drafted in the third round last year, didn't play, was hurt. So he made his professional debut this year with Clearwater, hit five homers for the Threshers, joined the Blue Claws on June 13th, and that was his first home run back in inning number one. Lee Sang leads off first. The pitch is high, and it gets over the head of Ramirez and back to the screen. And Lee Sang will go to second on the wild pitch. So now that eliminates the double play. And Jersey Shore has a runner in scoring position with one out for Rincones Jr. And on deck, Rickson Wingrove. 2-1 the count here on Gabriel. Wingrove, who's on deck, has 11 home runs this year and 23 in his Blue Claws career, which began last season. So this the power part of the order. And the 2-1 is a slider down and inside, ball three. And the count 3-1. Lee Sang walked. He's at second. 3-1 on Rincones, the pitch. Breaking ball, hard grounder down first, and a fair ball. Pick sliding nicely by Flores. He gets up and races to the bag ahead of Rincones for the out, two away. Good play by Rafael Flores, and that's out number two. He wasn't going to let anything get by him down the line in fair territory, and made a really nice play. Luklaus a little unlucky. That ball went right over the base. If it hit the base, who knows? So it's a three unassisted put out and a good play. Lee Sang does go to third. Here's Wingrove, the tying run. Left-handed hitter from Newcastle, Australia. And he swings and misses a high fastball, nothing in one. Wingrove has talked about over the last couple of weeks, sometimes when the wind's been blowing straight in, just kind of conceding a potential home run and is trying to drive it the other way, but that won't be the case here. And he fouls one off third base on. He's 0 down an 0-2 hole. But here, Tony, you know, tying run bottom of the eighth. He'll take a swing for sure. Obviously, the wind not a factor today, as it had been in those games when he was just basically, you know, seemingly served so much into left and left center. Today he's done that too, though. He's hit the ball the other way three times. Double the left center in the first and twice lined out to left. But here he's in an 0-2 hole. Renegades up 4-2, bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch. Slider low. And the count is 1-2. Gomez likes to drop his arm angle a little bit on some of these sliders. And a 1-2 pitch to Rickson. Here it is, inside. And that missed. Fastball, 2-2. Blue Claws down by a pair, 4-2, as they bat in the bottom of the eighth inning on the 4th of July. 2-2 pitch, curveball, got a piece, bounces it foul behind the plate. Lee Sanks started the race in, thinking it was strike three, but he fouled it off. So the count still 2-2.
Yeah, just got a piece there, Greg, as you said.
Now, we've said that he has 11 home runs this year. Only two of them have come here. And nine have come on the road. And another 2-2. Swing and a foul tip held by Ramirez. Strike three. And that retires the side. So Wingrove strikes out. Swinging and the inning is over. No runs, no hits. A leadoff walk. And the Blue Claws leave a runner at third. We go to the ninth inning. It's Hudson Valley 4, Jersey Shore 2. Here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Rodolfo Sanchez takes over for Jersey Shore. We head to the ninth inning, and Blue Claws down 4-2. And Tony, kind of a wasted opportunity there in the bottom of the eighth. Blue Claws had a leadoff walk drawn by Marcus Lee Seng, but they couldn't get him in. Fouled away by Vargas off to the left out of play. And the count, nothing and one.
Blue Claws still did not have a hit since the first inning. Since the fifth inning, they've drawn four walks, including two leadoff walks.
That's outside, one ball and one strike.
But it has amounted to zilch.
Yeah, they're 1-for-3 with runners in scoring. They're 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Hudson Valley's 1-for-3. 1-1 from Sanchez's Lord. So here's Rodolfo, who played for Hudson Valley back in 2019 when he was in the Rays system. And Sanchez came over in 2020 for the Tampa as a player to be named later. Here's a high pop-up right side of the infield. Wingrove and Howe, you lead together. It's Wingrove, the first baseman, to make the catch on the infield grass, one away. He was the player to be named later in a deal that sent pitcher Edgar Garcia to Tampa Bay. So this is his third year with the Phillies. And all of this year with Jersey Shore, 1-2 at 2.67 ERA, 30 innings, 23 hits, 18 walks, and 35 strikeouts for the 23-year-old out of Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. And that one, a grounder to third. Backing up on it, Flores plays it glove side, slings it across in time to get Antonio Gomez. And just like that, two away for Grant Richardson. Hudson Valley will go to the bullpen. They have a left-hander throwing for the ninth. Pineda, Brito, Nava, and then Jared Carr for the Blue Claws. We're down by two.
Greg, since June 17th, the Blue Claws have a bullpen ERA of 2.05.
Yeah, which is only going down today. They're at now 4 2/3 scoreless from the bullpen, and a swing and a miss by Richardson, nothing in one. No, I mean, if you remember the first week of the season, they had a bullpen ERA of like 9 over the first, not even week, 10 games when they were 2-8. Bullpen ERA was around 9. Fastball outside, 1-1 on Richardson. That's been kind of one of the stories of the season. And the other thing that makes it so much more difficult, 1-1, ripped down first but fell. They scattered down to the Blue Claws pen. Is that because the Blue Claws have had so many relievers, you know, at any given time they would have 13, even 14 relievers, 12, 13, 14 relievers at any given time. They use so many in a game, it only takes one off day. Swing and a miss. Fastball, strike three. To kind of screw that up, just hasn't happened. Five scoreless out of the pen today, and a 1-2-3 ninth for Rodolfo Sanchez. So we go to the bottom of the ninth, last chance for Jersey Shore. Hudson Valley leading it 4-2 on ValleyLineBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalks, Loop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Blue Claws will face left-hander Clay Aguilar as we go to the ninth inning here in Shoretown. 4-2 lead for Hudson Valley. And Aguilar will face Leandro Pineda, Eric Brito, and Andrick Nava in the bottom of the ninth. Aguilar looking for what would be his first professional save. 3-0 on the year with a 2.81 ERA, 16 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 9 walks, and he struck out 26. He missed all of last year with injury. This is his 38th career appearance. Here's Leandro Pineda, first pitch way outside. Now the count, 1-1 and no strikes. Aguilar, a 24-year-old left-hander out of the University of Houston, who signed with the Yankees as a free agent after the 5-round draft in 2020. 1-0. On the outside corner, fastball in there for a called strike. We count 1-1. Pineda struck out twice and walked. He scored a run in the seventh inning on the throwing error by Cowles that made it a 2-run game, where it is right now at 4-2. And the 1-1 hit in the air down third out of play. 1-2. Pitched in the Arizona Fall League, in fact, in 2021. Did Aguilar, but ended up, as Pineda calls time, injured, missing all of 2020. He's bounced back with a solid year here in 2023. Went to the same high school as former Yankee Andy Pettitte, Deer Park in Texas. That is outside, dropped by the catcher, Augustin Ramirez, and the count 2-2. Blue Claws just needed one guy on, and that will at least put a little more pressure on Aguilar, the pitcher. But you got to get one guy on first, and that'll bring the tag out of the plate. 2-2, hit in the air down third, high and slicing away from Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman. It's out of play. And the count is still 2-2.
Yeah, Blue Claws did get tying runs in scoring position in the seventh inning and got the tying under the plate in the eighth. But have been able to break through beyond this 4-2 deficit.
So 2-2 pitch coming to Leandro Pineda. Here it is, and it's a fastball outside, just missed. And the count full 3-2. Did not miss by much. Eric Brito's on deck, and then Nava, then Carr. Blue Claws down 4-2, bottom of the ninth. 3-2 to Pineda. Breaking ball, chopper to first. Backing up on it, backhanding it is Flores. He races to the bag and save! Pineda beats him out. That'll be an infield base hit for Leandro Pineda. And Jersey Shore has the tying run of the plate. Here comes the manager for Hudson Valley, Sergio Santos, to talk to Warren Eubanks. But, Tony, I don't know what you thought. I thought he was safe all the way.
Aguilar, a little late covering.
Oh, no, he was definitely late covering.
Well, he was late covering, and at that juncture, Flores, the first baseman, realized that it would have been too close to flip it.
Now they're talking to each other. There's no way they're going to overturn. Well, never say never. But he was clearly safe. And, yeah, now they're going to – they call Sergio Santos back to tell him. The only thing I could think of was if Pineda went out of his path and kind of ran into the pitcher. But he didn't – I don't think he hit – I mean, he hit the base, so I don't see how you could call him back. They got the call right. But, you know, those things, right, the longer they go, the more you know, randomly, the result seems to be.
So there's the Blue Claws' first hit since the first inning.
Yeah. So they have a tying run of the plate in Eric Brito, right-handed batter, first pitch. He shows Bunny, it's hit by the pitch.
Uh-oh.
And he's down on the ground. The ball flies up and hits the net behind the plate. Megan Flaherty, the trainer, and Greg Brodzinski, the manager, come down to check on Brito. And he is in pain in the right-handed batter's box. And that's not what you want to see.
Looked like it hit him in the hand or wrist area, Greg.
Yeah, 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And he's still sitting down. Yeah, it looks like the wrist is what Megan is looking at. That'll put runners at – well, actually, do they call that a foul ball?
Oh, my.
I think they did, because Greg Brodzinski is arguing now with the plate umpire, Jalen Goodman. Brito definitely squared a bunt. Now, that would not have been a sacrifice. Not down two. He would have done that on his own. Maybe he just wanted to see a pitch. And now Bola's gotten the two umpires to talk. Jalen Goodman and Warren Eubanks. I mean, he clearly pulled back. I don't think it hit him in the bat. He's obviously in pain. I mean, I'm almost positive that hit him in the hand. And the bat was out of the key thing is the bat was out of the zone.
Can you see anything on... Greg has replay accessibility here.
Well, I don't think they're going to overturn that. And Bull is not going to be too happy. And now Bull is going to discuss with Warren Eubanks, the base umpire. I mean, there's no question, none, that he got the bat out of the zone in time. By the time he got hit, and if that didn't hit him in the hand, give him the Oscar, right? So that changes things. Instead of runners at first and second with nobody out, it'll be a runner at first. And fortunately, Brito's able to stay in the game. It'll be a runner at first. And wait, not done yet. Here comes Bull again to talk to the base umpire, Warren Eubanks. Runner at first with nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning. And the Blue Claws trailing it by a score of 4-2. So I don't know what Bull is arguing now, because he already spoke to Eubanks about whether or not as Aguilar is going to throw a few warm-up pitches, whether or not that should be a strike on Brito, called a foul ball or one. Bull not happy. I don't blame him. I mean, it looked from here for sure that he got hit and pulled the bat out of... if they're saying he didn't pull the bat out of the zone, okay, but he did. Meanwhile, the Blue Claws have a right-hander warming up in the pen. I think that's Jack Dallas, and it is. That's if they scored two and only two. Bull is still talking with Eubanks, and now he is... Oh, did he get thrown out? Oh, I guess he did. So he's been thrown out of the game. It was a fairly quiet ejection from Eubanks, but Greg Brodzinski's been thrown out of the game, so that will send Brock Stassi, the hitting coach, to go coach first, and it will send Chris Adamson to go coach third, the bench coach and normally the first base coach. So Bull's been thrown out of the game. And did you see that?
He had gone back to his third base coaching box.
Right. So I missed it when... Now, he did go back out, which was weird. So I guess that's when he got thrown out. But, Eubanks... I just didn't see it. All right. Anyway. 0-1 on Brito with a runner at first. And the pitch inside, that almost hit him. He jackknifes out of the way. And it's a ball and a strike. So it's 4-2 Hudson Valley here in the ninth inning. And now the crowd going to get into it. Sellout crowd here at Shoretown Ballpark for the 4th of July. Brito the tying run, yet to homer with Jersey Shore. And the pitch is inside off the plate, just missing. And the count is 2-1 on Brito. Henrik Navas on deck. Brito has 3 career homers, 2 this year with Clearwater. And that's a curveball inside, ball 3. And the count 3-1.
Now, this is as loud and an angry tone as I've heard the crowd here in a long time.
I just hope if the Blue Claws force extra innings and delay the fireworks, they don't get more mad. And now they're booing Aguilar, who keeps wanting a new baseball from the plate umpire. So 3-1 on Brito, 4-2 Hudson Valley, bottom of the ninth. And the pitch on the way is high, ball 4. So that's what the Blue Claws thought they should have had in the first place. First and second with nobody out after they thought Brito got hit by a pitch. They called it a strike. He ends up working the walk anyway. And now they have 2 on and nobody out for Henrik Nava, Jared Carr, and Wilfredo Flores.
Tanaka has been a pro since 2019. He has six career home runs, if you're thinking long ball here, one this season.
Which was batting right-handed, as he does here as a switch hitter. And he'll bat right against Clay Aguilar. Anthony Kirion will bat next in place of Carr. And that's high and outside. And the count, one ball, no strikes on Nava. So Kirion, who just got back to the Blue Claws this week, he had been rehabbing a knee injury in Florida and had a good series, in fact, in Brooklyn, hit a home run. He'll bat next. Meanwhile, now the whole Hudson Valley infield is going to come together on the mound in support of Clay Aguilar. So Nava the batter. He's ahead of the count 1-0. Jersey Shore trailing it 4-2 in the ninth, but they have runners at first and second with nobody out. And for what it's worth,
Greg Aguilar in 16 innings coming in this season has walked 9. He's also struck out 26.
And Nava takes there a strike, and the count is 1-1. Luklaw's last walk-off homer was Ben Pelletier, August of 2019 against Delmarva. 1-1. Breaking ball, hit in the air, well out of the left field and deep. Familia going back toward the track, stops in front of the track. He's there to make the catch. Pineda tags at second. He goes to third. Oh, that was a risky move. They throw into second to keep Brito at first. And one away. Well, they gave it a ride, but got a little bit out in front of it, I guess. And there's one out. I don't know why Pineda was advancing there, but it actually worked out because he goes to third. If they threw to third, then Brito might have gone to second as a tying run. So that's probably what he was thinking. And that'll bring up Anthony Kirion, the pitch hitter, who wears number 27, the Canadian. Just over the Vermont border.
When it left the bat, I thought.
Yeah, I thought it had a chance, yeah. Too. So here's Kirion, 200 on the year. He does have two homers and 9 RBIs. He's got 10 career homers. Does Q. Right-handed batter with pop. And the pitch from Aguilar is swinging a miss high fastball. So Kirion rejoined the Blue Claws last Wednesday in Brooklyn. And he had 4 hits in this series. Started 4 games and pinch hit. Breaking ball, called strike, and the count 0-2. He hit a home run on Friday night up at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. Right-handed batter from Sherbrooke, Quebec. First and third, one out. Bottom of the ninth, 4-2, Hudson Valley. Aguilar's pitch, breaking ball, chopper, foul outside of third. And the count is still 0-2. That one goes past Chris Adamson, the bench coach who's coaching at third since manager Greg Brodzinski just got ejected earlier in this inning. And it lands in a puddle down in the Renegades bullpen. Hudson Valley took the lead back in the third. Jersey Shore has just 3 hits in the game. One of them since the first inning. It was an infield base hit by Pineda. In this inning, 0-2, throw to first, and Brito dives back in. Goes without saying, if you're Aaron Brito, can't take any secondary lead at all until you're 100% certain that Aguilar is going to go to the plate. Brito's got a good lead, though. He's the tying run. And here's the pitch. It's a slider just low. Good eye. And the count on Kirion is a ball and 2 strikes. And I'll tell you what, that did not miss my punch. No. That was a good eye.
Brito stole his 5th base since joining Jersey Shore. This is his 17th game.
First and third, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Got him strike 3. 2 down. So Kirion strikes out as the pinch hitter. 2 away. And that'll bring up Wilfredo Flores. Who actually, no, it will not bring up Wilfredo Flores. It'll bring up Fraylin Mignetti, who will be another pinch hitter. He comes in for Flores. So in this instance, they wanted the right-handed batting Mignetti to face the lefty Aguilar, which was the same thing they just did, taking out the lefty Carr and bringing up the right-hander Kirion. But Aguilar got Q. Now he's got to get Fraylin Mignetti, who's hitting 200, no homers, three RBIs since joining the Blue Claws right after Memorial Day. And here's the first pitch. It's a little high in the count, one ball and no strikes. Mignetti has a walk-off hit already this season. That was back on June the 2nd. And the 1-0 breaking ball outside. He also had one last year with the Blue Claws up in Hudson Valley in a game that was supposed to be played here, which is why Blue Claws were the home team. 2-0 on Mignetti. Aguilar's pitch is in there for a strike. So why the pinch hitters, Tony? Well, coming into today, left-handed hitters against Aguilar were 1-for-17 with 12 strikeouts. And they did get a base hit with Pineda, but even that was an infield hit. Breaking ball grounded softly down third, but it starts foul and spins back into fair ground where Cabrera Fields throws the first in time, and the ball game is over. Well, the Blue Claws just couldn't catch a break. That ball started foul and spun back into fair territory. Cabrera throws Mignetti out at first, and the ball game is over. Well, the Blue Claws down by two, had the first two on here in the ninth, but no runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on base. So Hudson Valley takes game one of the series, knocking off Jersey Shore by a final score of 4-2, and they've won 5 out of 7 against the Blue Claws this season and 4 in a row. 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for the Blue Claws, or for Hudson Valley, excuse me, and for Jersey Shore, they got 2 runs on 3 hits and no errors. The winning pitcher was Tyrone Yuley. He is 4-5, and the loss goes to Matt Osterberg. And he falls to 5-4. Give Clay Aguilar the save as first. Blue Claws 5-5, 40-35. Hudson Valley is 4-6. They've won 4 in a row, 43-33. Time of the game was 2 hours and 42 minutes, and the attendance was a lot. I don't know what it was. It was a lot. Gabriel Rincon is homered in the loss for the Blue Claws. So that'll do it here for game one of this series. Teams will meet again tomorrow night, 7:05. Blue Claws will have a bullpen game, and right-hander Brandon Beck starts for Hudson Valley. They're going to shoot the fireworks off now, and we'll turn it over to Tony for the postgame. Tony, it's all yours.
Okay, Greg, let's go right to the scoreboard. Certainly a tough one for the Blue Claws. Had their chances there in the late going. They left 5 on over the last two innings, but with fireworks coming here, they just couldn't produce enough fireworks of their own there in the bottom of the 7th, 8th, or 9th inning to get this thing at least into extra innings. So the Phillies this afternoon topped Tampa down in Florida by a score of 3-1. Aaron Nola out dueling his former Phillies teammate Zach Eflin. Craig Kimbrell with his 13th save. Elsewhere in the Phillies affiliates, let's run it down for you. Florida Complex Phillies beat the Yankees by a score of 5-4. And notable in that ball game is 2023 Blue Claw Kendall Simmons, battling his way back from an injury, played his last game here with the Jersey Shore back on May 27th. And he's got some pop, 5 homers. He was hitting .311 with Jersey Shore in just a handful of games, then he got hurt. And he went 0-for-1 with a walk today in the Phillies' victory over the Yankees, 5-4. Both teams now are 12-10 in the Florida Complex League. Clearwater, well, all they do is win. How often have we said that this year? Down in the Florida State League, the first half division champs go to 7-3 in the second half. They're in first place with a 3-2 win over the Palm Beach Cardinals. And Gabriel Cotto, who started the year with Jersey Shore, improves to 4-0 for the Threshers, who are 51-24 overall in that game. Justin Crawford, Philly's top pick a year ago, the 19-year-old, stole his 34th base. And Emmanuel Boyd, another speedster, stole his 41st for Clearwater in that 3-2 win over Palm Beach. Lehigh Valley defeated Scranton Wilkes-Barre 5-4. Andrew Bellotti got his third save for Lehigh Valley in that contest. And in another Phillies-Yankees matchup, Scranton Wilkes-Barre, of course, the Rail Riders, the Yankees affiliate in AAA, and AA Reading topped Somerset, the Yankees affiliate, by a score of 5-4. As Reading won that ball game. In the Dominican Summer League, the two Phillies clubs were rained out. The Phillies red team has a record of 13-8. They're in fourth place in their division. The Phillies white team in the same division is in first place, and they are 15-6. Both those teams were rained out today. Here in the Lakewood, a bit of a frustrating finish for Jersey Shore, which tried to come back late, couldn't quite get it done, as Hudson Valley goes with 4 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. Hudson Valley went 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position and left 4. The Blue Claws, 2 runs, just 3 hits, only 1 hit after the first inning. That was an infield hit in the 9th by Leandro Pineda. Blue Claws had 2 hits and a run in the first inning. Gabriel Rincones Jr. hit a home run to give the Blue Claws a 1-0 lead. And Rickson Wingrove followed with a double. The Blue Claws did not get another hit then until the 9th. They scored a run on a wild throw in the 7th for their second run of the contest. The Blue Claws in this contest went 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position and left 7. So 4-8-1 for Hudson Valley, 2-3-0 for Jersey Shore. Tyrone Yulee, the winner, he is 4-5. Matt Osterberg takes the loss. He is 5-4, and Aguilar registers his first career save. The teams continue with a game 2 tomorrow in this 6-game series. By the way, Jersey Shore with a loss goes to 5-5, 40-35 overall. Hudson Valley, first half division champs, improved to 4-6 here in the second half and are 43-33 overall. Tomorrow night at the 7:05, Blue Claws will go with a bullpen game against the Yankees' number 23 prospect, according to the MLB pipeline. Brendan Beck out of Stanford, a second-round pick of the Yankees last year. He's only thrown 7 innings this year thus far in his professional debut. In those 7 innings, 7 2/3, he's allowed 1 hit, and he struck out 12 over 2 levels. Thus far this season, including Hudson Valley, no record and a 0 ERA for him. Tomorrow night at 7:05, weather should be good. Hope you can come out and make it. Greg and I will have it for you beginning at 6:55 with manager Greg Brodzinski's pregame comments beginning the action tomorrow night here at Shoretown. Tonight's game is always produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media from Greg and from Taylor Petrangelo. For Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight in Shoretown, Hudson Valley 4 and Jersey Shore 2. Have a awesome rest of your evening, everybody.
Thank you.